think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
London car bomb defused.
When many, many people were leaving nightclubs.
Five American soldiers killed in Iraq. Chinese seafood imports blocked.
It really makes you wonder why FDA took so long to take this action.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The threat of terrorism is shadowing London again after what appears to have been a car bomb attack was thwarted before dawn in the heart of the British capital.
The vehicle was parked in one of the busiest parts of central London.
I'm Charlie Daggett in Piccadilly Circus. British police have defused what they're calling a potentially viable car bomb in downtown London. Police were called to a nightclub in the early hours here near Piccadilly Circus after an ambulance team reported seeing smoke coming from a Mercedes. They defused the suspected bomb, removed gas canisters and nuts and bolts from the car. Now forensic teams and investigators are racing to find out who was behind it, how close they came, and if any more are being planned.
One security official says there are similarities between the device in the car and the vehicle bombs being used by Iraq insurgents. Once again on the same stage, the eight Democrats who would be president debated last night before a predominantly African-American audience. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive reports.
Organizers at Howard University said it was the first debate at which all the questions were asked by blacks and Latinos.
You know, we have made progress. You can look at this stage and see an African American, a Latino, a woman contesting for the presidency of the United States. But there is so much left to be done.
Hillary Clinton drew a lot of applause. So did Barack Obama, who said politicians have to ensure rich and poor act responsibly.
That's what I'm committed to doing. That's the reason I'm running for president.
There was equal time for all eight Democrats. Former Senator Mike Gravel blasted the others, saying a president needs moral judgment.
Most of the people on this stage with me do not have that judgment and have proven it by the simple fact of what they've done.
Most condemned the Supreme Court ruling against considering race and assigning kids to schools. Joe Biden blamed conservative justices.
And the next president of the United States will be able to determine whether or not we go forward or continue this slide.
Another senator, Chris Dodd, said American education
is today a segregated system. We have not taken enough leadership over the years to understand the great damage that has done to our country.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich on Republicans.
Say, go out and tell people, pull yourselves up by their bootstraps, and then they steal their boots.
John Edwards on justice.
Making sure that every single American, including people of color, are allowed to vote and that their vote is counted.
Candidate said poverty helps lead to violence and AIDS.
It is a moral imperative that America have a policy to fight this dreaded disease.
Governor Bill Richardson, PBS, will have a similar forum for the Republican candidates in September. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Now, the president last night took his share of criticism, the latest in a week filled with slings and arrows. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. A week for Mr. Bush to forget, Peter.
This is a rough time for the president, Nick. 37 Republicans deserted Mr. Bush on immigration reform, his top domestic priority. Historian and CBS News analyst Douglas Brinkley sees a defining moment.
Failure of the immigration bill means that George Bush is beyond being a lame duck president. He's a dead duck president.
Mr. Bush still hopes for progress on other domestic issues, but Iraq is an overriding concern, and this week he has seen increasing Republican criticism of his war strategy. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, a deadly attack in southern Baghdad has left five U.S. soldiers dead, seven others wounded. North of the capital, the drive against the insurgency goes on. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan has this exclusive report on the operation, which is centered in Bakuba.
Al-Qaeda was in charge here until 10 days ago.
If you smoked in public, if you mixed the wrong kind of vegetables on your vegetable cart, you got beaten, tortured, or worse.
Colonel Townsend says locals told them that Al-Qaeda publicly executed well over 100 people.
We found an Al-Qaeda torture house with torture implements in it. We found three Al-Qaeda aid stations, one pretty sophisticated with oxygen and defibrillators and stuff like that. Now, what we have had is a lack of heavy fighting.
That hasn't meant a lack of danger for Colonel Townsend's soldiers. This controlled detonation failed to blow up an IED buried deep underground, so they tried again. This one of 15 roadside bombs the soldiers found in an area the size of one U.S. city block. Lara Logan, CBS News, Baghdad.
Time on the roundup is 5 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Business leaders say Colorado farmers, builders, and others squeezed by a serious labor shortage are going to be pinched even more by the demise of President Bush's immigration proposal. Our own Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, one of the prime authors of that measure, agrees.
There is no dispute that we have a broken border. There is no dispute that we have a broken system of immigration.
Economist Tucker Hart Adams says the nearly 268,000 jobs held by immigrants triples the 89,000 Coloradans who are looking for work. That suggests even if all the unemployed were hired, it wouldn't be able to replace immigrant labor if it weren't available. As expected, CU's Board of Regents approving a tuition hike of 15% for most students at the Boulder campus next year. In-state students will pay $665 more in tuition. And Governor Ritter has made renewable energy a high priority in his administration. He's even having solar panels installed in the governor's mansion. Cost will be between $33,000 and $39,000 after a rebate from Xcel Energy. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Just getting up and out the door. You're going to have a nice drive so far this morning. Boulder Turnpike looking great, as well as both directions on I-70. Southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Not too much company so far. And on the south end of town, Denver Tech Center and cutting across Highlands Ranch, C-470 looking good. A little bit of overnight construction wrapping up for you if you are heading down to the Colorado Springs area. This is southbound I-25 at about Toma Road. They're pulling up those cones, and that should be wrapped up by about 6:30 this morning. AM 760 weather, a hot one today, a high of 90. Tonight's lows dipping down.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Fish Oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
But he was nuts about the snow and the cold. I'll take the heat. We got several things coming up this morning. Of course, it's open phones, and anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. In about an hour from now, we're going to talk to a very, very interesting woman. Five Nobel Peace Prize laureates have just released a statement against the U.S. pressure on the Iraqi government vis-a-vis the oil bill, the controversial oil law, which a lot of you have sent me emails about and asked me what the state of this is and what's going on. We're going to have on Laureate Jody Williams. She's our special guest. She's an American activist who helped found the international campaign to ban landmines. In 1997, she and the campaign were named co-recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2007, she was appointed to lead the United Nations high-level mission to investigate human rights abuses in war-torn Sudanese and Sudan, and also in Darfur. So we're going to talk to her. Christy Harvey will be along, as she normally is, at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, Tom Tagney will be here. And we'll look at the movies. And one of the movies Tom's going to look at is Sicko by Michael Moore. And Michael Moore's been making the rounds of the interview shows talking about Sicko. And I get really, really kind of queasy and tense when he runs that clip off the film where the guy cuts his hands on that bandsaw or that circular saw, and cuts his fingers, and has a choice because of the money to either keep his ring finger or his other two fingers. So he keeps his ring finger and pays $12,000 to have it sewn back on. Whew. But nevertheless, I don't know about you, but that's a film I'm definitely going to go to see. I very rarely ever talk about other hosts on this station. Very rarely. I mean, you ask me something about them, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you what I think. But I basically don't say much about them. There's no particular reason for that. I try to live up to the idea that you don't eat your own. But I have to say something about Ed Schultz, who's here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Was there anybody out there who listened to Ed yesterday at around 4:45 in the afternoon? By the way, before I get off on this, I assume most of you know that the police in London found a car packed with canisters of gas and explosives. And they're investigating that as a possible terrorist incident. All right, now let me get back to Schultz. Did any of you listen at 4:45 our time to Ed? We don't have podcasts of Ed. Do you have to go to Ed's website to get podcasts of Ed, John? Is that how that works? Well, I just wondered if people are going, well, if people are saying, well, I didn't hear it. And yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to wegoted.com and you can hear it. Ed is talking about the Pence Amendment, which passed yesterday in the House of Representatives. And what the Pence Amendment did is it blocks the FCC from using any of its 2008 budget to reenact any portion or part of the Fairness Doctrine. And Ed had on Richard Viguerie, who is a conservative icon and who started the direct mail movement in the United States for conservative causes. And Viguerie made a ton of misstatements. And I thought Ed did a pretty good job of holding Viguerie's feet to the fire over this. But what Viguerie was saying, in essence, is the same talking points and the same stuff that you hear all the time about the broadcast media, particularly talk radio, which is, this is how it works, this is America, everybody has access to the airwaves. You want to know something? That's not true. Because as I've explained on the air here before, this is a finite, broadcast frequencies are a finite resource. Not everybody has control of these, and not everybody gets access. I'm under no obligation to put you on the radio. This company's under no obligation to put you on the radio. And you would think that in order to possess a finite resource, companies should be required to do certain things for the public. And Ed asked a very, very valid point. He said, all right, is it better for America to hear only one side of the story, or is it better for America to hear both sides? And Viguerie kept saying, well, if you're if you're liberal, you can get on, and over and over. And let me tell you something. From an inside viewpoint of this media, that's not true. There was a time when we had both liberals and conservatives on talk radio. Now, it's totally and completely changed. And for those of us who are even just a tad bit left of center, there's no place for us to work. There are no jobs because we're not going to get hired. And Viguerie making this statement about this is the way it works and this is America, and, well, you didn't complain when conservatives dominated, liberals dominated the media in the 50s and 60s. And I really wanted to call Ed's show, and I wanted to challenge Viguerie on this, because one of the biggest names in talk radio in the 60s, and he later went into television across this country, was a guy by the name of Joe Pyne. Joe Pyne was conservative. The talk stations that I listened to growing up in Los Angeles, in Orange County, which were then KLAC and KBC, had both liberals and conservatives on the station. The late Marv Gray was another guy, ex-CIA agent, who worked nights on KBC and was conservative. Ray Bream also worked at KBC, worked overnights, and he was conservative. And I'm sure, I don't know how it was in Denver, because I didn't grow up here in the 50s and 60s, but I know for one thing, one of the biggest names in this town was the late Alan Berg. Alan Berg was not conservative. He was liberal. But there were also conservative people on in this city. Not only on KOA, but also on other talk stations. So what I'm saying here is, I think that the fairness doctrine should in some way, shape, or form be reinstated, and that it doesn't have to have the chilling effect of destroying talk radio, which is what the critics will tell you. However, here's something very telltale about yesterday's vote. Go look up the voting records of people who you like in Congress. People who I have praised publicly on this radio station. Now, you can make a case that when you go to the ballot box and I go to the ballot box, that what we do is we vote in our own self-interest. All right? And I'm going to say this. I really don't care if I get in trouble for it or not. I have nothing to lose. And I don't want to be dishonest. I'm going to tell you something. Radio is the way it is. And radio is as bad as it is. And it sucks as much as it does for two reasons. One, because there is no fairness doctrine of any kind. And two, because of ownership and consolidation. Those two reasons. And what it's done internally to this business is it's destroyed it. That's what it's done. It's made it into something that has become disgusting at times. Two congressmen that I admire voted for the Pence Amendment. Congressman Mark Udall and Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Now, I love both those guys, but I turned to Mary last night and I said, this is it. This is the last time. I'm going on vacation next week, and when I get back, I am going to go down and change my registration to independent. I am tired and I am done with the Democratic Party. 6:21, 21 minutes.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got insurance.
True. With insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, you'll be taken care of. You'll be just fine. Check out the inventory on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them in person. Ask for my man, Colby. Ask for any of my friends out there, the Alshear brothers, Juan, Adolf, any of the folks working out there. They'll help you out. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Da Blues. Yeah. Da Blues.
Dazed and confused.
So long it's not
true. All right, 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Gotta curb my Friday enthusiasm here. Mostly sunny today. High up to 91. 10% chance of thunderstorms. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for letting me on the radio, which are, of course, owned by Clear Channel on this particular station.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways, I want to talk about the immigration bill and how disappointed I am that it didn't pass. Now we're going to be seeing a lot of undocumented and residence legals because they could not get a job. They're going to fill up those lines at the welfare place because some of them, most of them, they have U.S. citizens there. Kids that are born that were born here, children. And now they're not going to be able to put food on the table because of this bill didn't pass. And another thing, those residents are becoming... I also listen to the Spanish radio station, and they have a campaign. A campaign that's to promote becoming U.S. citizens amongst those Hispanic or speaking Spanish Latino residents that are eligible to apply for citizenship.
What Spanish station do you listen to?
1150.
Is that talk?
That's talk radio, Spanish. Actually, it's the only Spanish radio station that I've heard in a long time.
Boy, you know what? I wish I could do Spanish talk.
Yeah, I listen to Spanish. No, I listen to you. I really don't listen to Dom Limba and this other guy on 630 that's on right now.
Oh, there's a Spanish word I want to use for Limba, but I just don't want to. I could say it and dump it out, but if it went out somehow, I'd be busted. But it starts with a P. Do you know what word I'm thinking about? Pende. That's as far as I'm going to go.
And then not only three letters, huh?
Yeah, you got it. Well, you know what? The big disappointment about this whole thing, to me, is simply that we're supposed to elect people who are supposed to have ethics, are supposed to be mature adults, and are supposed to be able to work things out. And what you end up getting is you end up getting these adults who get up and make all of these freaking irrational, crazy statements and act like children and can't work anything out. And now they say that any kind of immigration reform is dead until 2009. That's ridiculous.
Point real quick that I wanted to make. Those residents are going to become U.S. citizens. They're going to turn their back and the vote against those, even Republicans or Democrats, they're going to turn their back on them. Then they're going to give them the vote because those people, they have family and that are illegal, undocumented, whatever you want to call them. They have family that were willing to pay twice as much as the average price that a resident pays for to apply for a resident card, for a green card, and thus for a citizen. It's called the M-400 application to apply for citizenship.
Right. Well, you know,
much.
I hope every immigrant who becomes a naturalized citizen takes it out on these people at the ballot box.
They might will. They might just be like you. They're going to go independent. They're going to register independent. You know?
I'm going to register independent. And you know what? If I can't find somebody to vote for, I'll just write my own name in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write Felipe Massa's name in.
I like Bill Richardson. I like what you said. Even though he's a Democrat, I like what you said about how the average CEO of an hospital makes $125 million a year. That's just crazy.
Well, he's right about that. Hey, Rodrigo, thank you, man. I appreciate you listening, and thanks. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. It's just a sad day that we can't. Oh, Jay, don't be so negative. It's Friday morning. Well, I don't mean sad in the sense of being negative, but that these folks can't work anything out. That they can't address this problem. And now what you're going to get, and you mark my words on this, what you're going to get is you're going to get finger pointing. And you're going to get screaming and hollering and yelling. And what we really need is we just need to sit down and we need to work the problem out. And we need to keep in mind this idea that nobody gets 100% of what they want. And that in working things out, you have to give to get. And that you're not going to get everything you want. But compromise and working things out and negotiating things out in order to fix problems are better for the country. They unite us together, and they fix things. They get things done. The other way is we get divisive, we get into name-calling and finger-pointing, and that's not going to work. Oh, speaking of name-pointing, I'll play this for you coming up. John Edwards answers Ann Coulter. Have you heard that soundbite? I'll play that for you coming up. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Shannon.
Well, good morning, Jay. Our first accident this morning is on the north end of town. This is northbound I-25 at about 136. A couple of cars, they're off to the right shoulder, but we're seeing some slowing until you get by. Most of the traffic is coming into town southbound I-25 from North Glen and Thornton this time of morning. Speeds are in the 30s and 40s. Eastbounders struggling with some sun glare, Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, I-70, C-470. No problems, just a lot of squinting as you make your way across the city. And in Aurora, 225 both directions starting to fill up across 6th Avenue over to Parker. AM 760 weather, it's a hot one. High today, 90. Low tonight, around 59. For Saturday, warmer still, a high of 93. It is currently 59. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
Is your car going to be in the shop for a few days? Don't be stuck relying on friends to shuttle you all over town. Call Avis. They're conveniently located in your neighborhood. They have low weekly rates. Plus, mention this ad and get a complimentary vehicle upgrade. Go to avis.com or call 800-331-1212. That's 800-331-1212. Use Avis Rent-A-Car and enjoy the ride.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. 443-SCAN or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
From Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, we have a question. We have a question. We have a question. We have a question. What's the Steve Miller song that has a line in there where he says, "Give me a cheeseburger"? Does anybody know? 303-713-7600. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. All right, John. Do we have that John Edwards thing? Can we play that? This is John Edwards, who comes on Hardball with Chris Matthews the day after Ann Coulter made all those ridiculous comments, and about the day after his wife, Elizabeth Edwards, called up and went after Coulter, which I thought was a sterling moment. And this is John Edwards reacting to Ann Coulter and talking to Chris, Matthews.
I guess the question last night was, why didn't you make the call rather than Elizabeth to Ann Coulter on the Hardball set?
The simple answer to that is Elizabeth, I guess, heard her and knew she was on and called in. So I thought it was appropriate that I come on today.
Okay, did you talk with your wife, Elizabeth, beforehand about this, her decision to call into the program?
Elizabeth made this decision on her own to call in, I guess based on what she was hearing from Ann Coulter, and I think something Ann Coulter had said a couple of days before.
Right. Well, what is your reaction to what you heard last night and heard today about what happened last night?
I applaud Elizabeth. I think that when people like Ann Coulter, and it's not just her, unfortunately. It's her and people just like her, Karl Rove and all those people. I mean, when they engage in this kind of hate mongering, you have to stand up to them. You have to stand up to them. They start this fight, but we have to be willing to be strong and to fight back, because if we don't, Chris, what happens is all the important things, men and women dying in Iraq, those who don't have health insurance, et cetera, their issues don't get heard. Instead, it's this low-level dialogue where it's name-calling, which is what we see.
Well, what do you make of the role of trash talk in politics generally, this willingness on the part of partisans to enrage the other side by going over the top? I mean, is that a smart tactic? Does it work? Does it debase the politics?
Oh, it clearly debases the politics, and no doubt about that. It makes it very difficult to talk about issues that affect people's day-to-day lives, and it's why when this kind of hate mongering and this hate language is used, and I feel the need to point out, this woman didn't just use it against me. I mean, the things she said about Senator Obama, the things she said about Senator Clinton, they all fall in the same category, and they're calculated to create an emotional response. They're calculated to make people hate, and if you don't speak out against it, then that means you're tolerating this kind of language, and it means you think it's okay. It's not okay.
What do you make of someone who's a person who writes a column, went to Michigan Law School, has a fine education, apparently, from what I can tell, is quite a writer, a good writer, uses comments like, "I hope that the terrorists kill this guy," things like that. What do you make of that stuff? Where's it come from?
Well, it means a couple of things. Number one, she's smart enough to know better. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's not alone. I mean, if you look at what she's doing and you look at what's happened in the past, for example, the swift voting of Senator Kerry, I mean, I think a lot of this is very coordinated, very calculated. They intend to create a result. And what they hope is that we won't say anything. We'll just let them continue this hateful dialogue, and we'll try and hope that the country will hear us talk about important things, issues that that affect the lives of Americans every single day. But we have to fight back, Chris. We have to be strong. We have to speak up. That's what Elizabeth did yesterday, and I'm proud of her for it.
Elizabeth had one, I think Elizabeth may have made one strategic error last night. That's assuming that she could get Ann Coulter to express shame.
Yeah, I don't think she has any shame. There's no doubt about that. And her response to any effort to raise the dialogue, to talk about things that people care about, is to attack in a mean, hateful, mean-spirited way. I think that's just the way she behaves. That's who she is. And I think that's a lot of what we see from these people are just that are crazies. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing remotely mainstream about them, and normal people are repelled by them.
Well, how do you explain the fact that you see people with good educations walking around the streets of New York and Wall Street, people with big business jobs and equity firms, hedge fund people, all buying books by Ann Coulter? How do you explain the fact that even last night's fight involving your wife Elizabeth and Ann Coulter probably helped her sell some more books to these kind of guys?
Because I think there is a segment of the population that responds to this sort of hateful craziness. It's always been true, Chris. It's been true my whole lifetime. And when I was young, growing up in the South, people were very responsive to name-calling of African-Americans, prejudice and discrimination against African-Americans. And people would say the most outrageous, demeaning things about good human beings, and there would be a response. And so there's always been hateful language, hate-mongering in this country. It's been true for as long as I've been alive, and it's still true today. But that doesn't mean we have to tolerate it. We have to speak out about it. We have to stand up.
Can you dismiss this as hate speech and negativity and debasing of the political process, and at the same time have your campaign use the comments made by Ann Coulter to raise money? It's clearly part of your website, email, campaign solicitation effort now. Two emails have gone out now to raise money off of Ann Coulter's attacks on you and your family. Do you think you can do both, attack her and exploit her?
Here's what I think. I think that we can say to America that we're not going to tolerate this kind of behavior. We're not going to tolerate this kind of hate language, and we're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And if we ask Americans, other good Americans, to join us in standing up and being strong, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's exactly what we're asking them to do. And I hope there'll be lots of people who will join us in standing up and doing the right thing.
Have you raised a great deal of money? There was a report today that you've had your best, most successful email hitting back at Ann Coulter that you've had so far.
We are raising money. I don't know the numbers. I hope they go up. I hope we get more and more people who join us in this cause, because this is important.
Do you think people should buy Ann Coulter's books?
No.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Isn't that great? I'll tell you something. This guy should be the president of the United States. I really believe that. I used to be a hands-down Obama supporter. But Edwards John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards have changed my mind. This guy ought to be the president. Because he's right in exactly what he's saying. We need to solve problems and elevate the dialogue in this country. Not sit there and call people names. Not I'm gonna tell you something. I just can't day after day, listen to all of this. I don't know about you, because it doesn't solve anything. And we can change this. We can change it by demanding more, and we should be demanding more. And John Edwards is standing up and demanding more. I'm really impressed. And I know I am going to go register as an independent, and I'm going to leave the Democratic Party. But still, if Edwards gets the nomination, I'm definitely going to vote for him. I mean, there's no way you can find fault with anything he just said there. And he and his wife just appear to me to be the real deal. I met him one time, and it's a shame. You know what? You know who introduced me to him? Senator Barack Obama. And I should have pressed for more time. I should have pressed for more time to talk to him, and that was back when he was running in 04. Stephanie in Evergreen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's Stephanie in Evergreen.
Hi.
I'm so excited to hear you say that about John Edwards.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I'm, by the way, registered independent. So I applaud that, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to do both. I'm going to register independent, and I am going to back Edwards. And you know what? I'm going to give Edwards money, too.
You know what? I think it's really exciting. I think that Obama is, he's like the popular kid running for school president. You know, everybody likes him, and he says all the right things, but he doesn't have a plan, and he just seems like he's in too early. And I heard on, you know, conservative radio talk yesterday, they were saying that Hillary's going to be the next president. They're all worried about it. But Edwards, I just think he's got an answer for everything, and a real answer, and real solutions.
Well,
and,
yeah, I you know what? If you listen to conservative talk radio and you listen to what they say, always bear this in mind. They can't read the situation. You know why they can't read it? Because they can't read it within their own party either.
I agree.
I mean, they're water carriers, basically. They're party line boys.
I think it's important to listen to see what they're saying, though.
Well, you know what? I check them out from time to time, but I can't stay long because
it turns into Ann Coulter, stuff like that.
Well, it gets... They make statements they can't support, and here's something else about it, too. It's all predictable. That's the other thing.
I agree. I was just thinking earlier that you're so cynical. You're talking about cynicism earlier. You're so cynical that sometimes you say almost everything that I'm thinking. And not all great news. Very, very to the point. And when you said that about John Edwards, I got excited because I heard hope in your voice and excitement and not cynicism. So I'm excited to hear that. Also, I have another point, not about John Edwards. I heard about this Mitt Romney dog thing this morning, and I thought it was...
Oh, yeah, that he tied his dog to the roof of his car. What is that?
Have you ever listened to... I'm a huge talk radio junkie. Have you ever heard those... programs where it's all fake, and if you don't listen in at the very beginning, you'd call in and think it was completely ridiculous, and they get people caught up in it.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I thought that's what I was listening to this morning, and then I'm blown away. And you know, as John was saying, it's never going to make major media. So I wondered how much it would cost to run a national ad on TV during the Republican debate. If everybody donated a dollar and we set up a website, how much it would cost?
Well, if you did that and everybody sent in a dollar, you'd have enough money. You'd have enough money to do it. Somebody should do it. Somebody should, you know, somebody should set up a website to do it. But the story is true. It's real. I believe that it is in. Where did I see it? I saw it.
Boston.
Yeah, it's in Boston. It's either in the Globe or it's in the other Boston paper. Do you have that, John? Do you have that story?
And it's highlighted it's pointed out as a positive about him being a leader. He made a decision. He followed through with it. It's just mind-boggling.
He ties his dog to the roof of his car. For God's sakes, the guy is what? All right. Mitt Romney backers out there, please call us at 303-713-7600, 303-713-Canis Familiaris, and explain to us why you would tie your dog to the roof of your car. Hey, Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. He tied his... Yeah, you know what? If she had brought that up, I would have totally forgotten it. I believe the story is on Raw Story, I think, is where I saw it. All right, Peter's hanging on. Peter, hang on, because he wants to talk about the fairness doctrine and also about Edwards. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Shannon with traffic.
Well, good morning, Jay. Traffic always a little lighter on Friday. Still filling up on the north end of town for those of us who don't have that four-day work week. Northbound I-25 and 36, there is an accident. It's off to the right shoulder. It's slowing you down just a little bit until you get by. And southbound I-25 from North Glen to Thornton from 104th to about 92nd, it's rolling a little slow for you. It'll start picking up as you get a little bit closer into town. But it is just kind of stop and go. Speeds are in the 30s and 40s as you roll into town. Single for eastbounders, Boulder Turnpike moving well. No problems so far. You are going to have some company, though. AM 760 weather today, hot, high of 90, low tonight, 59 for your Saturday. Another hot weekend, high of 93. It's currently 59. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy your way at My Phil Long in the Southwest Auto Park and at Saturn of Highlands Ranch. My choice means thousands of vehicles, including crossovers and all-wheel drives. Virtually every make and model available. Learn more at MyPhilLong.com.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
36-month leases. Tundra number 7X00. $2,500 due. Forerunner number 7809. $4,800 due. Zero security on approval.
Last weekend, at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go Toyota needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old car or truck for a new Toyota, like a 2007 4Runner 4x4 or a 2007 Tundra 4x4 with a V8 engine. Your choice, just $299 a month. Go swap and receive the highest trade-in value. Go swap and receive huge discounts on our inventory. Go swap your old car or truck for a new Toyota. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll even see your trade-in value up front. 4Runners, Tundras, your choice, just $299 a month. Only at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Or call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
Greg and Candace were financially maxed out.
We had credit card debt along with our mortgage. We were right at the limit of making our payments.
So Candace did a little research.
I called somebody in the phone book and they referred us to No More Mortgage.
They found the answer. No More Mortgage can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
It brings everything under the umbrella of a lower payment, and they do all the work for you. They take the hassle out of it.
Here's the astonishing part.
We didn't make any lifestyle changes at all. In fact, it actually got easier. I just want to say thanks to everyone at No More Mortgage.
No More Mortgage is unlike anything you've ever seen. Cut your mortgage time in less than half without any increase in your payments. No More Mortgage has helped thousands of people for over 10 years. Call now for your free CD. 1-800-353-0926.
No More Mortgage is going to save us over $300,000. And we're going to be paid off early.
You can't help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-0926. 800-353-0926.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just an old hippie trying to buy into the summer of love. Living a death on the installment plan. Jack it up, Turk! Faults, forward right. Yeah. 6:54, 4 minutes after the hour. I need to get a job at a music station in a warm climate. High today is going to be 91. It's open phones 303-713-7600. Here's Peter in Larkspur. Peter, good morning. You're on. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, considering the fact that it looks great outside. It's Friday. How can you beat those combinations?
Well, I guess we have to go to work, so that doesn't make it as good. But,
nah, calling sick.
Yeah, I wish. I wanted to agree. John Edwards, talk about a guy that's articulate, you know. You can actually ask him a question. He can say it without saying the wrong word or bumbling.
Right.
I would have to say that he can make a dog crapping sound good.
Yeah, I just think that he's got it. I mean, I think that he knows what he's talking about. I think he's got it. He answers with facts. He doesn't get crazy. He doesn't
right.
blow up. And he's just a marvelous guy.
Yeah, and the other, I have a hard time with the fairness doctrine for a couple of reasons. I listen to both conservative, liberal radio. I'm kind of one of those swing voters because, you know, I'm only 25, so, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to affect me in the long term that some sides have good, some sides don't. But the fairness doctrine scares me just a little bit because it's like the Patriot Act. You know, government gets involved in so many things that it sets precedents for other things to happen. I wish that there was another way that by private enterprise, something could happen without having a government get involved and telling a radio station or somebody, hey, you have to do this, you know, and that's the only scary part to me, like the Patriot Act, you know, allowing the government, you know, because, you know, when 9/11 happened, I was like, sure, look through my stuff. I got nothing to hide. But as stuff starts to progress, we're like, no, I don't want you looking at me. I know I got nothing to hide, but it sets precedence for other things.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, and I've heard the slippery slope argument before. But there's a couple of things you ought to be aware of. Number one, if you reenacted some form of the fairness doctrine, you could tailor make it, and you could set it up specifically so that it would handle the imbalance in talk radio, not necessarily squelch people's right to free speech. Number
right.
two, these are the public airwaves, so they're not entirely private enterprise like you and I getting together and opening up a hamburger stand.
Right.
This is a finite resource that the public has no access to, and what is the extent of the privilege? What is the extent of the responsibility to be able to have an access to those things? Well, it used to be in this country that you had to earn the right to have a broadcast license, and you had, and this is before you were born, you had to fulfill certain obligations to maintain that license. Now, we're under a laissez-faire situation where there are no obligations, or very few obligations, and they're not very well enforced, and basically, the American public has bought in the argument that, oh, you're cracking down on free speech. Well,
right.
A radio station, a broadcast entity, is not like standing on the corner of University and whatever street and you know, yelling down with the war.
Right.
It's not the same thing. And what I would tell you is, Peter, You should look into the Communications Act of 1934 and look into it and see the changes that have happened. And what's going on here is that there is an imbalance, and that imbalance is unfair. And when these people make this argument that there's always been an imbalance and that it's been an imbalance to the left, in this particular format, they are not telling the truth.
Right.
I got 18. Yeah. I got 30. I got. Well, I'm 54. I've been in this since I've been 13.
Yeah.
I got to run, man. Thank you. Call me again.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good day. We got Jody Williams coming up next. She is a Nobel Peace Laureate. We'll talk to her.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed.
It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Charlie Daggett in Piccadilly Circus, Central London.
There's no intelligence whatsoever that we were going to be attacked in this way.
British police have defused what they're calling a potentially viable car bomb in downtown London. Police were called to a nightclub in the early hours here near Piccadilly Circus after an ambulance team reported seeing smoke coming from a Mercedes. They defused the suspected bomb, removed gas canisters and nuts and bolts from the car. Now forensic teams and investigators are racing to find out who was behind it, how close they came, and if any more are being planned. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
In southern Baghdad, an operation to clear out sectarian violence continues despite the targeting of an American military convoy.
The attack began with a roadside bomb explosion. Small arms fire and rocket-propelled grenades followed as insurgents had obviously been lying in wait to launch the ambush.
Reporter Phil Itner says five U.S. soldiers died, seven others were wounded. Following rain and floods in the central part of the Lone Star State, there could be more trouble in the Texas forecast.
I'm Hari Srinivasan in Parker County, Texas. Parts of Parker County are already underwater, and homes along this river could be flooded today, not by Mother Nature, but by man, because the dam has got 3 out of 4 floodgates open, and there's a possibility that if the water comes close to topping that dam, they will open that 4th floodgate, and that will mean a tremendous amount more water down along the banks of this river.
Oklahoma has flood worries with more rain due. The entire state is under a state of emergency. Some who can't live without a technology upgrade have to wait only till 6 p.m. local time today. That's when they can buy the new iPhone. Correspondent Steve Kathan says plenty of people are set to put down their money.
Long lines, lots of anticipation. Is the new Apple iPhone worth it? At $499 for a 4-gig version, it's pricey, but Paul Reynolds of Consumer Reports says it fits what the company's been doing.
The many millions of people who bought an iPod may now want to consider getting one of these new devices to combine their cell phone and their iPod.
And Jeff Rutenbeck at Champlain College says it may be the answer for some who find other phones lacking.
They realize that most phones out there don't do what they want them to do, and they're not that easy to use.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
209 million Americans have the same idea as you. Get on a plane this summer. That's a record for air travel. Planes will be crowded, about 85% full. This week, bad weather in Texas slowed down things at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and that meant American Airlines delayed or canceled flights, including some in San Francisco. The San Francisco Chronicle says this summer, airline staffing is stretched thin, so is the air traffic control system. Carriers won't likely provide much food when you fly. Industry analyst Henry Hartfelt says, don't expect an airline to do anything for you. Wall Street, S&P futures up 2.5. This is CBS News.
Hey, Dave. Mike here. Hey, this afternoon at around 2:27, the plumbing's going to back up with a lot of grayish, goopy stuff. It'll all overflow onto the tile floor and make a nice little safety hazard. Cool? Anyway, just thought you should know.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Grainger's just added thousands of new plumbing products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. Valves, fittings, fixtures, toilets, water heaters, whatever it takes. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, what can I get you, sir?
I'll have a tall cappuccino with a touch of cinnamon and some peace of mind, please.
You got it.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report. And it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have some confidence, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details or visit FordCPO.com.
for all your home improvement needs. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Even though that controversial immigration bill is now as dead as Marley's ghost, Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says he's still hopeful.
I have confidence that we will be able to deal with this issue, and I hope it is not too far down the road.
Many illegals looking for day labor in Denver say there's actually a sense of relief this latest measure didn't pass, and a few say it wouldn't have made much of a difference after.
They're going to work it anyway, yeah. They don't care. They don't care.
Elsewhere this morning, the suspect in the slaying of a young woman working on a mapping project on national forest land apparently served time here in Colorado on a second-degree murder conviction from Kansas. 44-year-old Robert Amos paroled 7 years ago, now under arrest in connection with the death of Alyssa Morimoto. And Denver Animal Control staff have found and killed that fox suspected of attacking a 2-year-old girl, the animal that bit the toddler, now being tested for rabies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Everyone, in Aurora, Iliff and Chambers, watch for an accident there. Northbound 225 from Iliff up to about Alameda. It's moving slow with heavy traffic. North end of town struggling this morning. Northbound I-25 and 136. There's an accident. It's off to the right shoulder. We're only seeing a couple of lanes getting by and backups in that area. Southbound traffic on I-25 moving slow and heavy traffic as well coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City hooking up to I-70. Very busy. It's pretty typical for this time of the morning. AM 760 weather. Hot one today, a high of 90. Low tonight around 59. For your Saturday, a high of 93. Currently 61. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival. It's an adventure to the past. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy. Fine arts and crafts and food fit for a king. Eat, drink, and be merry. The Colorado Renaissance Festival, open weekends through July 29th.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice,
yeah.
But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for
it's 20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till July 8th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. Going to be up to 91, and good to have you along. The past few weeks, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte, and Chief U.S. Commander in the Mideast, Admiral William Fallon, have all traveled to Baghdad to press Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki to pass a controversial oil law. Five Nobel Peace Prize laureates have just released a statement against the U.S. pressure on the Iraqi government, and one of those is laureate Jody Williams, who is our special guest. She's an American activist who helped found the international campaign to ban landmines. In 1997, she and the campaign were named co-recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2007, she was appointed to lead the United Nations high-level mission to investigate human rights abuses in war-torn Sudanese region of Darfur. And let's welcome her to the program. And Ms. Williams, it's good to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. I always like Denver.
Oh, great. Well, it's really a wonderful place. I've had emails on and off now for weeks, and I've had a couple of people call, too, about this, wanting to know what the status was of the Iraqi oil law. And the answer that I would give them is that it wasn't passed because Parliament has numerous problems, and this is one of them. Give us an update as to where the Iraqi Parliament is right now with the oil law.
Well, as the intro indicated, U.S. military and high officials are going to Iraq on a regular basis to pressure the government to pass the law. So that's kind of where it's standing at the moment. There had been a standoff because the Kurds were not satisfied with the language of the law. Apparently that was settled, so it might move forward now. The problem is, if it moves forward, it takes the oil resources away from the people of Iraq, who we were supposedly liberating and giving self-determination and the right of access to their own resources, and opening the oil reserves up to international corporations. That's where it stands.
And so they essentially would get, what, something like 10% of the revenue, and the rest of the revenue would go to big oil companies?
Yeah, pretty much. The unexplored oil fields are untapped at the moment. The companies could have contracts for those for 30 years. They would take the overwhelming majority of profit out of that country and leave them with virtually nothing. And the one thing that I find particularly reprehensible is that in May, the U.S. Congress passed legislation further pressuring the so-called, you know, new democratic self-determined government of Iraq, saying that if they did not pass the law, the U.S. would no longer give them their, you know, funds, the billions, for reconstruction. I would call that a tad bit of coercion.
So, really, what we have here is we've got this false front, which I think most of us realize has been going on for a long time, about how we're going to liberate the Iraqi people, and it's the new democratic self-determined government. And in reality, what's really going on here is it's just another way to go into a third world country that has resources that we so desperately need, and getting our hands on those resources and basically giving the people of that country who badly need it, after we destroyed the country, after the country has been ripped up, basically giving them nothing and locking them into a deal that will go on for generations.
Yes. You know, Mr. Bush said he was going in there to, you know, free them from the dictator who had weapons of mass destruction. Obviously, he had no weapons of mass destruction. Yes, he was a dictator who tortured and killed. He was horrifying. But the U.S. goes in and descends the country into civil war chaos, drops millions of cluster bombs in Baghdad when it invades. Now it's torturing people itself. So we've given them civil war, chaos, death, destruction, and we're stealing their oil. Nice picture.
Yeah.
It really does a lot for the image of the U.S., not only in the Middle East, throughout the world. You know, Mr. Bush and Mr. Putin are vying for the leaders in the world that are most despised around the world, as, you know, evidenced by a Pew Charitable Trust poll that was just released in the last couple of days.
It's sad. Why doesn't the Iraqi parliament reject this and say, yeah, we'll enter into a deal with you to get the oil out and also to refine it, but you're not getting the lion's share, and we're getting nothing.
How does a country in civil war, a country under occupation, a country that many would say is being, quote-unquote, ruled by a puppet government, how does it really determine what is fair for its people? It really doesn't have a lot of room to maneuver, especially when it's, you know, the pressure is backed, as I said, by U.S. legislation saying, if you don't give us your oil, we won't help rebuild the country we destroyed.
Well, we're not doing such a hot job of rebuilding it now. What do they have to lose?
I know.
I mean, they ought to take a vote in Parliament to ask us to leave and go their own way and take their chances. It'd be better than what they've got going on now.
I know. Honestly, I don't disagree. When I think about, you know, how, after we've given them this chaos, how do you make it okay? I don't see an okay. We leave, which I think we should leave because we are an occupying force, but we leave and does it descend into further civil war that we started? I mean, it's really quite horrifying.
Well, the sad thing about all of this, here's the thing that's really sad about this, or one of the aspects to me that's really sad about it, is that apparently the people who sit in power, and I'm talking about both Republicans and Democrats, apparently they don't read the history books, and apparently they don't learn from the past. And my example would be that any time we have gone into any third world country, either in a proxy situation or through the intervention of the CIA or through direct invasion, when we leave, we never clean up what happens, and 9 times out of 10, we suffer blowback for our actions. And I think, you know, some of the prime examples of that would be Iran, where we toppled Mossadegh and installed the Shah. And then, now, here we sit in 2007 with a nutcase as the head of the Iraqi the Iranian government.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba would be another example.
Uh-huh.
In which,
cutting them off was not a way to go, would be my view.
Yeah, but, you know, in Cuba, I mean, Fulgencio Batista, we kept him propped up, and we gave him arms and money. He flees the island. We give him asylum. I mean, don't these people read, and then they're supposed to have gone to places like Harvard and Yale and all these, schools, and I barely got out of high school and can read this stuff and figure it out.
I don't think they particularly care. That's the problem of this, I would say, so-called democracy. You know, our country has been run by the same two political parties since the beginning of the Republic. They've crafted the rules and laws so that no other parties can really emerge. They control, you know, power. People, entities that have power, make every effort to keep that power. That's what these two political parties are, you know, have done since time immemorial in the U.S. I think it's time for some radical reform in our own country. I was just at a conference in Ireland, actually hosted by my own Nobel Women's Initiative. The five women who signed the Iraqi oil protest are part of it. The sixth one is running for the president of Guatemala, Rigoberta Menchú, too. And we had a conference of women in Ireland. And the message from the women of the Middle East there, half of the participants were the Middle East because we were focusing on the problems there, their message was, in addition to the great stuff you're doing internationally, people, you know, the people like me who protest the U.S., please take serious action to reform your own country.
But,
that's the biggest gift.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we need, in the worst degree, some kind of viable third party. But the problem is, we can't get one. I mean, the Greens are not viable, and there's nobody else, and it's like we need something that caters to those people out there who feel like that there's just no place for them in the political process because it doesn't matter, because it doesn't work, and you've heard all these arguments, and we need something to get those people attracted.
We need a political vehicle where their voice can be heard, which is maybe one more party, maybe two. We need the laws of this country changed to allow their voices to be heard through their political parties, not the two that run the country. And that's going to take people, you know, forcing change on this government. It's not going to change because we want it to. It will only change when we take action to make a change. And that would be a really big gift to the world.
Yeah, it would be, but how do we make that happen?
By lobbying for a change in the laws in Washington which allow another party to emerge. You know, it may take a decade or two, but if you don't even have the legal possibilities, it's not going to happen.
You know what? I agree with you. To me, that sounds like the best answer. Like instead of putting all of your marbles in the idea of running a third party candidate, which never gets anywhere, how about putting all of your marbles and about talking to everybody along the political spectrum about the idea of let's open up the process.
Yeah.
So not only you look, we may not agree on how to get from point A to point B, but we're all upset over what's going on, whether you're right, left, or you're in the middle.
Right.
Let's open up the process. Then, if you want to form a truly, what you consider to be a truly conservative party, you can do that, and for those of us who want something else, we can do it, and we can move to a multi-party system.
I like it. You lead the charge in Denver, and I'll lead the charge elsewhere. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? I'd like to talk to you further about this, but we're running out of time. But I'll tell you what, if I can do this, I'd like to put you on hold, and I'd like to get your email address, and I'd like to correspond more about this idea with you.
I think it'd be fabulous. Absolutely. Anybody who wants to correspond with me, please give them my email address. I love e-correspondence. I'm happy to share ideas. We need real democracy in the United States of America.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
I have finally come to that point. I really agree with you. Johnny Williams, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to put you on hold and get your email address, and you'll be hearing from me shortly. And I appreciate you being on the program and talking about not only this subject about having real democracy here, but also the updating us on the oil law and what's going on with that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure. Invite me back, and I'll talk to you about cluster bombs.
I'll invite you back anytime. I'm going out of town next week, but I'll be back. You want to come back on a second time?
Yeah, I do. I want to talk to you about cluster bombs and the new movement to get rid of them, just like we did with landmines.
All right. That's a done deal. Hang on.
Awesome.
All right. We'll put her on for the week after I come back. All right, is anybody else intrigued with this idea? I don't care if you're a right, left, or in the middle. I don't care where you stand. How about opening up the process so that everybody jumps in and we get something really cooking here? 303-713-7600. Am I going to lead a radio charge to get this done? No, probably not, but I'd certainly like to explore the idea of getting people together who... And once again, you'd have to cross all kinds of philosophical and political lines here to get this accomplished. The only thing that any of us would need would be this simple idea, that we're not happy with the two parties that we have. We're not happy with the Democrats, and we're not happy with the GOP. So what we want is we want something else. And if you want to have a purely conservative party, then fine. That's good. We want you to have that. But we also may want to have something else. We also may want to have a hybrid progressive party of some kind. We need something. We need some kind of united type of situation to open up the process. 303-713-70.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You still sleep on the same innerspring mattress technology that was invented back in 1865. Here's what you need to do. Do what we did years ago, Mary and I. We went out and bought a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, and it was the best move we ever made. Innersprings can cause uncomfortable pressure points, causing you to lose your sleep, to toss and turn. You wake up, you feel tired. But the Sleep Number bed's revolutionary air chamber technology helps reduce pressure points, so you toss and turn less, and you wake up refreshed. Plus, the simple touch of a button, you can change the firmness from extra firm to feather soft or anywhere in between my sleep number, and you can find your sleep number. Mine is 76. And best of all, each side of the bed adjusts independently, so you truly get the personalized comfort you deserve. It's like having two beds in one. There's no better time to learn about the Sleep Number bed because Select Comfort has taken personalized comfort to the next level by creating a new generation of Sleep Number beds, including new multi-layer comfort systems that not only feel luxurious, but they help balance body temperature as you sleep. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and they've been named Customer Digest Best Buy, Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So Check it out. Starting today, Select Comfort is celebrating Independence Day with a July 4th closeout sale. There has never been a better time to buy a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Visit a Select Comfort store. See how you can take advantage of no interest, no payments financing until 2009 on selected Sleep Number bed sets. Also hurry in for big savings on closeout models. Closeout models offer Sleep Number technology and personalized comfort you're not going to find in a traditional innerspring mattress. So see the store nearest you for details. Get on out there, check it out, because the 4th of July sale ends Sunday, July the 8th. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centura, Northfield at Stapleton, and the brand new location at 29th Street Mall.
Don't miss RV America's big 4th of July sale Friday, Saturday, and Monday. More than $20 million in inventory must go. More than 500 RVs in stock to choose from. RV America is a family-run operation where deals can be approved on the spot, including trades. Don't miss your opportunity for RV fun this summer. Visit RV America at West 44th and I-70 in Wheat Ridge, or on Chambers just south of I-70 in Aurora, or at RVAmericaInc.com.
You've been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. We're going to talk cars, car repair, guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions, and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock. Right here, Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Yeah, let's lay a little panic on you. Good stuff. 27 minutes after 7. High today near 91, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. I want to get to this Romney dog thing, but it's open phone, 303-713-7600, and I'll talk to you about anything you want to talk about. And let's go to Jay in Highlands Ranch. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know, the way to get multiple parties in there is to have publicly funded elections.
I'm all for that.
And it'll never happen, but I resisted it for a long time, but I think that's the answer. I really do.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's the answer, too. And when people say, well, I'm not going to pay for it, the answer I would give them is, well, you get what you pay for.
Right, and we're already paying for it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But, man, it is so hard to beat back the vested interest to get that done. I'm not saying it's impossible, because nothing's impossible, but it's very, very hard.
Right.
And we have to be prepared for that struggle.
And unfortunately, the Democrats are in there thinking, you know, we've got our list, we've got our Rolodex, we don't want to give it up, you know. They've all got their own little thing, and they don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
You know, for raising money and for fundraising and everything. Everybody's, you know.
It's frustrating. It's like Mary just sent me an email. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. She said, we all thought we won last November, but in reality, we didn't win anything.
Well, not yet, I don't think. You know, we really haven't done anything. The war's still going on.
The war's going on. You've got significant Democrats that voted for the Pence Amendment.
Yep.
somebody sent me an email yesterday, and I didn't check the vote on this, that they voted themselves a raise. I didn't look that up. I mean, all of the work we did, all the money we gave, all the time we put in.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're doing the same thing.
I'll tell you something, and this is the way I feel, and it may turn out to backfire. I mean, it may be a disaster, and it may get me in trouble. But I feel like, okay, that's it. At least for these 4 hours, the door is shut. I'm not putting any more candidates on. I'm not doing any more of that stuff. Because you know something, too? I'll tell you something about it. They're more than willing to do all this stuff when they need you. But when they don't need you, then they don't know who you are and won't answer your calls either. That's another thing.
Well, and if they know you're going to put their feet to the fire, they don't want to come on either.
Yeah, we've got to figure out a way. We need to take our energy and put our energy into changing the structure of the laws and the Constitution to open it up to a multi-party system and, like free speech, suffer the slings and arrows of what that may bring, which is there are people out there who could get together and they could form a Nazi party. They could form a socialist party. They could form all kinds of things. But they would have a shot at the ballot box just like everybody else, because if we don't have that, then we have what we have now, which is these two parties, and these two parties do not serve the majority's interest, I don't think.
Well, this one just doesn't seem like it's doing what we thought it was going to, you know. But then I don't know if we want to have elections every 2 years like that California election for the governor where they had, 50 people running? I mean, do we want that?
Well, if you have like 50 people running, if you've got a lot of people running, yeah, that's a problem in the respect that people are going to have to take the time to figure out who they're going to vote for, and there may be people who should not hold office who are going to get a few votes.
Right.
But listen, in this country, what we want is we want everything, and we want it convenient, and nothing really worth having. You're not going to get it through convenience. You're going to have to struggle to get it. And I'm saying this is coming to you from one of the biggest complainers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm huge in that area.
Right, I know. I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, I'm a professional at that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody has to be.
John Turk just said he would have voted for the porn star who ran for governor of California.
There you go. Or Coleman. What's his name? The short guy.
No, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name either.
Yeah.
I really believe that we have to do something. I'm just not. I don't know, man. Do you feel like I do? I just feel turned off by it.
Well, you start to after a while, and then like you said, I want to go independent. You know, I'm just not even going to register. But then you don't get to vote in the primary.
Well,
you know? So you're kind of cutting your nose off to spite your face, sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you're going to commit, you got to commit, you know. Go one way or the other. At least you get one more vote. You get to voice your opinion in the primary.
But what, when you talk about that whole primary situation, though, keep this in mind. That's also, turns out, to be kind of a false thing, because your choice is there, limited too.
Well, it still comes down to the money. Who can raise the most money?
That's right. Okay, so who gets
we're
the biggest?
Back to that again.
Yeah. So who gets the biggest donor?
Yep.
Okay. So knowing what we know, knowing what you and I have discussed, knowing what we've talked about, here's the thing: what do we have collectively to lose in this?
Well, the country.
No, we have nothing to lose. The point is, how bad, how worse can it get? In other words, all we have nothing to lose and we have everything to gain. We just have to lay down some ground rules, and we have to get people to understand that whether you're on the right or the left, or you're in the middle, and you're a non-committed person, that the idea is for everyone to get in, regardless of your affiliation or philosophy, and that the proper way to fight battles amongst ourselves is through the electoral process, and that we need people on the right and people in the middle and people on the left. We all have to get together to make this happen.
Well, you know, I think finances are going to make people start paying a lot more attention to what's going on, because there are people who are hurting right now, and this economy is booming. We're getting from the president is a total lie. The economy is not booming. And, well, Jay, here's another question for you. If in 2 years, you know, the next election, if we did get a majority, and we got a president, then do you think things would be changing?
Based on what I saw yesterday with the Pence Amendment, I'm starting to doubt it.
Even if we had a John Edwards in there?
I think he's our best hope at any kind of real change.
I'm sorry, but Hillary's just another Clinton. She's just another Clinton.
I agree. I think John Edwards is our only shot at real change.
I'd love to have a woman in there, but she's just another Clinton. And she's got the big money behind her, and things aren't going to change with her. And Obama, I just don't think really has an opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been pretty disappointed with him. So for me, I think that the way to go until we can open this process up is Edwards. Jay, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, have a good day, man.
You too. Bye.
7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So should I send Pat Walk an official email? I hereby resign from the Democratic Party. Let's check out traffic now with, I heard you commenting in the background there, Shannon. What,
yeah.
You think that's like a really radical move on my part?
No, I think, you know, I'm a registered independent. I at one time I think that you would be considered unpatriotic if you were registered independent. But now I think it would be, you know, think for yourself. Why do you have to vote party lines? Why do you have to do that? I think that we all ought to be independent, and you ought to just vote for the best person.
See, I always feel like we get caught in this situation. We get caught in the situation of the lesser of two evils. So, for me, I look at it, and I say, okay, here are the two choices that I have. Which one is the better choice?
As far as voting?
Yeah.
Right. Well, and just because you're a registered Democrat doesn't mean that you can't vote for someone else. I mean, you can vote. That's the great thing about this country. You can vote any way you want to, but, you know.
But we need more choices.
Absolutely.
Not less.
Absolutely.
And I'm not, with the exception of John Edwards, I'm not supporting any. I'm out of the whole thing.
And I know you're not a Richardson fan, but.
No, I don't like him at all.
I know you don't, but I think that there's, you know, I think you had to look at him a little bit harder.
I have looked at him. He's an elitist slob. I hate to call names. It's wrong to do that.
Wow.
But, okay, his idea of making a campaign appearance here in Denver is to send out a card to anybody who's on his mailing list, and you can go to a cocktail party at somebody's hoi polloi place, and it's $1,000 to get in.
Yeah, but how are these guys supposed
to... Well, wait a minute. Hold on. To spend time with him, and when it comes to reaching the base, and when it comes to reaching... the everyday person, Mr. Richardson, doesn't have time for that, vis-a-vis, for instance, this institution and this radio station, in which we never got told no. We never got even a call back.
Wow.
We got no respect at all.
Yeah. Well,
and also, is Mr. Richardson a Hispanic?
No.
Oh, he's not?
I don't think so, is
oh,
he?
Oh, yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, what's his real name? I don't think it's Richardson. Why doesn't he run under his real name if he's Hispanic?
Seriously?
No, I think Richardson is his stepfather's name.
Interesting.
So, I'm Hispanic when it serves me, and then when it doesn't serve me, I'm just a white man with a dark tan.
Now, you know, that's like a whole different thing. I mean, you don't know the family history on that whole thing.
I do.
Well, maybe he's honoring his stepfather who adopted him or something. Point taken. I need to do a little more research on this before, you know, we get down to the actual voting and things. But I'm just looking at people's views on stuff. You know, Hillary will do the same thing. I mean, there are people that are fundraising right now. They're trying to raise money so they can continue their process in this. And, yeah, I mean... I don't know. You know,
I don't agree with that. You know, listen, I know they're all doing it. I don't particularly agree with it. I think one of the things that's really a positive is that Edwards and Obama are raising the majority of their campaign money off the internet. But we should have public financing of elections, but we just haven't gotten there yet. But we have to impress upon the public how important this is, that we take all of this vested interest money and get rid of it.
And where's Mitt Romney? Where is he getting his money?
He's tying his dog down to the top of his car. That's where he is.
Let's talk about traffic here. We could go round and round. We could.
Oh, you need to come on the show and you need to become a permanent part of the show.
Oh boy. Well, you can check out my show on Sundays as well. AM 760. It's called Out Loud Radio Show.
Yeah, I love your show. And, yeah. And when am I getting an invite on it?
Honey, anytime. It's wide open. It is open for you.
Yeah, but I'm just not going to, like, show up. You got to, like, invite me.
You know
me.
What? I wanted you to come out this past Sunday, and I know you had some family issues.
I had family problems. I couldn't.
Yeah,
And I won't be here next week, but the week after, I would love to come and be on your show.
Let's do it. Let's do it. In the meantime, I'm keeping an eye on what's going on in the roads for you. So
Okay. Coming
into town, Jay, from 104th to about Spear, you're going to have to add a little bit of extra time southbound I-25. It's always busy this time of the morning. Earlier accident northbound I-25 and 136. It's been moved out of the way for you, but still causing some backups. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City, busy with stop-and-go traffic. 225, busy through Aurora. And looking at the south end of town, it looks pretty wide open for you. I-25 through Denver Tech Center, a good drive for you on this Friday morning. It's going to be a hot one today, Jay. AM 760 weather, high of 90, tonight low of 59. For Saturday, 93, we're looking at triple digits on Sunday. Currently 65, I'm Shannon, a registered independent. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine. Start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Our super sale. We sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old one for a brand new car or truck. Go swap and receive the highest value for your trade-in. Go swap and we'll meter beat any advertised price. So let's swap cars. Right now at all 17 Go showrooms. Shop thousands of Toyotas, Jeeps, Nissans, Fords, Hondas, Dodges, and more. You'll and see your trade-in value up front with a new Go Smart Choice. Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So what are you waiting for? Let's swap cars and receive the highest value for your trade-in at all 17 Go showrooms. So let's swap cars. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready, go.
The light's green. Go!
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Do you want better gas mileage from your car? Then you need to get to AutoZone today. For a limited time at AutoZone, get $4 off Tecron 20-ounce fuel system cleaner. That's right, $4 off. It's mail-in rebate. Limit to see store for details. Clogged fuel systems can rob your car of performance and gas mileage. Nothing cleans better than Tecron fuel system cleaner. Get the most from your car. Get to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM 760 on that.
Where's it coming from?
It beats the heck out of me. I'm looking for it ever since we left. It's driving me crazy.
God, Dad, check it out behind you.
Oh, shoot. Now what have we done?
Will you hold my purse?
Huh?
Just hold my purse.
Oh.
officer. What's the problem?
Get out of the car.
I don't think I was speeding. Was I weaving or something?
Shut your mouth, sir. You know, if I wasn't in uniform, I'd split your skull with the butt of this revolver faster than you could say police brutality.
Well, officer, whatever it is I've done, I'm sure I can explain.
Explain this, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
You know what the penalty for animal cruelty is in this state?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, it's probably pretty stiff.
Oh, you can't think I'd do this on purpose, sir. I tied him to the rear bumper when I was packing the car. It was very confusing. I must have forgot. I'm very sorry. I feel terrible.
How do you think that little dog feels?
Look, I told you I was sorry. It really was an accident.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can buy that, sir. But it is a shame. I had a pooch like this when I was a kid. Poor little guy. Probably kept up with you for a mile or so. Tough little mutt. Yeah.
I was afraid you'd get pulled over, Clark. You've been exceeding the speed limit for thousands of miles.
Dad wasn't speeding. The cop stopped us because Dad forgot to...
He was speeding, Rusty.
No, it wasn't, Mom.
Russ, listen to your mother. I was speeding. I was driving like a maniac. We can all be grateful to this man for stopping us. You see, kids, a car...
Here's the lead, sir. I'm going back to get the rest of the carcass off the road.
Thank you, officer.
See you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, Mitt Romney on vacation. 7:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The reporter intended the antidote that opened the part four of the Boston Globe's profile of Mitt Romney to illustrate, as the story said, emotion-free crisis management. Father deals with minor but gross incident during a 1983 family vacation and saves the day, but the details of the event are more unseemly. As a matter of fact, they may be illegal. The incident, dog excrement found on the roof and windows of the Romney station wagon. How it got there? Romney strapped a dog carrier with the family dog, Seamus, an Irish setter in it, to the roof of the family station wagon for a 12-hour drive from Boston to Ontario, which the family apparently completed despite Seamus's rather visceral protest. Massachusetts animal cruelty laws specifically prohibit anyone from carrying an animal in or upon your vehicle. Nice move, Mitt.
Jeez.
Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say, and I called in way before your last conversations about being an independent. And I think that's the biggest way that every person in America could make a change. And if 60% of Americans became independents, I can tell you what it did for me is I get Republicans coming to my door and I can tell them, you know, I'm not going to vote for you guys for nothing. I mean, I can't even believe you're running as a Republican. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish? I mean, no one's going to vote for you. And, you know, and they all look at you funny and shameful and everything else. But it makes them spend the money. They have to do the legwork, and they have to come talk to you. And maybe there are some good ones, and I'm sure there probably are. But being an independent is really kind of a neat experience politically. That everyone comes to talk to you because you're the middle guy, and they need your vote. And I can tell you, for me, it's been a neat experience. And I guess that's what I had.
Well, I don't know if I want all these people coming to talk to me, but I will tell you this much. I just can't stomach the Democratic Party anymore.
Well, and it's just it's a perfect way to voice that complaint. And then I think the problem we all get stuck in is as Democrats or Republicans, you vote the party ticket. You know, you're a Democrat, you vote down the line. It doesn't mean everybody, but a lot of us do that. And you get stuck in that rut that, you know, that I'm a Republican, I'm gonna vote Republican, even if that means that I vote for that idiot. But, you know, it gets you in the middle, and then it gives you that freedom to go either way and make that choice and say, you know, I'm gonna vote for this guy over here, I'm gonna vote for that guy over there, or that lady, you know, that Republican, or that Democrat, or that Independent, or whatever. And, I just think that, and once 60% of Americans are independents, there you go. You got your third party, right? So,
well, you know what? We need to do something. That's for sure. We just need to do something. Nate, thank you, man. I appreciate your input. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. Traffic now on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Shannon.
Well, good morning, Jay. Coming into town from about 104th into about Spirit. Starting to break free a little bit for you now that we're starting to wrap up this morning rush hour. Earlier accident northbound I-25 and 136. That's cleared out of the way for you. 225 is still busy through Aurora. And the south end of town rolling pretty well for you this morning. It's a pretty good drive on this Friday. AM 760 weather. Hot today, a high of 90. Tonight, low around 59 for Saturday. A high of 93. Currently 65. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Car buying the way it should be. That's my Phil Long. My price means thousands of new Fords, Saturns, Jeeps, Chryslers.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Mets.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek. And the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy, because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease-end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7/2/07.
Only things I know in Spanish, the only things that are left that I know in Spanish are all swear words and slang. Hey, speaking of talking to people, I'm not asking the world from you. I'm just saying this to you. If you're thinking about buying an automobile, talk to the people at the good people at Rocky's Autos. First of all, they have selection. I was out there yesterday. They are unloading more cars. It's unbelievable. They've got over 650 of the sharpest looking, cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. I kid you not. Their matching down incentive is going on, which saves you money. And they've got virtually everything you can think of. You can see the inventory on the internets at rockiesautos.com, but that doesn't even cover it. You really should go see it in person. Get out there and talk to my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Izzy, No, I'm kidding, Ziggy. Ziggy in the Tower of Power, and also Isaac in the Tower of Power, Donald in the Tower of Power, and my bud Colby is back. Get out to Rockies. I'm telling you, this is the place to save. And they're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you, and things will be fine. Get out there and see Juan and Adolf. All the gang working at Rockies. They work really hard, and I think you'll be really pleased at the results. Rockies Autos. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You want to buy a car? You want to save some money? These are the folks to hook up with. Rockies Autos.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah! 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 7:55. 55 minutes past the hour. Putting the chili peppers on the grill. Hot today. You'll be on the grill too. 91 AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dig the Rebops Pops. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I love that. Don't you love that movie? We should ask Tangney about that movie after 9 o'clock. The Wild One, Marlon Brando. Hey, what's wrong? Don't you dig the Rebops Pops? And we got Christy Harvey coming up here in just a few moments. All right, let's go to Tony in Thornton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on ballot access for third parties, and I totally agree with what you were saying about that. And I don't know if you remember me from last year, but I was very frustrated with you because you were such a mouthpiece for the Democrats. And I actually fell out of bed this morning to your comment about you were tired of the Dems. And I was like, what? I said, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. That's why I'm calling in. I may be a regular caller from here on in because of that. But I think it's more than just ballot access. I think we need to get rid of corporations as being individuals or considered as a person, because that's why we get that funding for both of the major parties.
Yeah, I think that's a component of it. I certainly do. I also think the other component of it is that people who have money traditionally buy access. Those who don't get any because they can't buy any. So if we move to public financing of elections, then that cuts it all out totally.
Yeah.
And puts everybody on a level playing field.
But also a constitutional amendment that defines a person or an individual as not a corporation or a private company, but as one person with one vote. And I think we need to head towards that as well.
Well, I agree, too. I think that that whole concept of a corporation having the same rights as a human being is absolutely ridiculous. For God's sakes, Tony, we won't even give a dog, a Welsh Corgi, the same rights as a human being. All right, man,
all right.
I got to run and get some news. Thanks, and call me again.
I will.
All right, see you later.
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than E. eSurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
eSurance saves a lot of paper,
which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help eSurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
Don't you save some green for your wallet and the environment? But eSurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With eSurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your eSurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have eSurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at eSurance. Get your auto insurance quote at eSurance.com today.
To prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Barker, live in London, where a massive search is underway for a suspected bomber who abandoned a car packed with nails and gasoline just yards from Piccadilly Circus. CBS's Amy Gutman is at the scene.
There's heavy surveillance around central London, and this car would have been snapped up by CCTV cameras at least 200 times. So right now, investigators are analyzing those cameras, as well as cameras that would have been outside the nightclub, for any clues that they can gather from the car. They certainly would have had images of the driver who fled on foot as well.
The apparent failed suicide attack coming just before the second anniversary of the July 7 London bombings and just 2 days into the administration of Tony Blair's successor, Gordon Brown. His Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, reminding her fellow Britons of this grim reality.
Well, we can minimize the risks, we can never completely eliminate them.
And in the past few minutes, police have closed off another London thoroughfare while they examine a suspect vehicle. Now, for more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Five more Americans have died in Iraq after their Baghdad convoy was hit by a roadside bomb and grenades and gunfire. Some strange messages around the death of a WWE pro wrestler.
14 hours before police discovered the bodies of wrestler Chris Benoit, someone edited his Wikipedia entry to say he missed a match because of the death of his wife. Wikipedia says it was made by someone using an internet protocol address in Stamford, Connecticut. That's where World Wrestling Entertainment is based. The WWE says it has no knowledge of anyone there having information before the bodies were found. It is known Benoit sent text messages before killing himself, but apparently after killing his wife and son. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Two dozen plus counties in Texas are under a flood watch. The Brazos River is a couple of feet above flood stage. Across north and central Texas, thunderstorms are in today's forecast. Can't live without this. The iPhone with its web browser, cell phone, and iPod wrapped into one. And just stand in line like this guy has for a day in New York. He brought diversions, including a game.
Played Monopoly. We have our laptops. There's a free connection over here, so it's not that bad.
In San Francisco, two co-workers took turns waiting.
We're doing 4 hours each, so it's kind of a social cohesion thing.
Who's third in line in Philadelphia? Why, it's Mayor John Street.
I have a couple of events I will go to, but in order to do those events, I'll just leave here and I'll have somebody sit in my chair.
I think the mayor would have more pull than that. He should have been in touch with this iPhone customer in Pittsburgh.
My boss was paying me $100 to sit in line and wait for the phone to come out and get one for him.
At $500 or $600 a pop for the iPhone, that boss can swing the service fee. Your wait ends at 6 p.m. tonight in any U.S. time zone. More flight cancellations today at Northwest. Analyst says they're going to be a real strain on the entire system of airlines this summer due to weather and the aging control system. Wall Street, the Dow is up 88. This is CBS News.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paint and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Business leaders say Colorado farmers, builders, and others squeezed by a labor shortage will be pinched even more by the demise of President Bush's immigration plan. Our own Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, one of the prime authors of that measure, agrees.
There is no dispute that we have a broken border. There is no dispute that we have a broken system of immigration.
Economist Tucker Hart Adams says the nearly 268,000 jobs currently held by immigrants in Colorado triples the 89,000 Coloradans who are looking for work.
The more we can have the jobs filled by legal immigrants who pay taxes and do their share, which they may or may not do. We don't know about the illegal immigrants now. The better off we'll be.
Adams suggests that even if all the unemployed were hired, there still wouldn't be a replacement for immigrant labor if it weren't available. As expected, CU Board of Regents approving a tuition hike of 15% for most students at the Boulder campus. In-state students there will pay $665 more in tuition next year. And Governor Ritter has made renewable energy a high priority in his administration. He's now putting his money where his mouth is, having solar panels installed at the governor's mansion. Cost will be about $39,000 after a rebate from Xcel Energy. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Eastbound I-70 at Vasquez, right lane. Watch for a three-car accident that's just now coming in, and so emergency crews are going to be moving into the area. Heading through Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth over to I-25, still a little slow going for you. Could have something to do with that sun glare. Boulder Turnpike starting to look better, as well as 270 across Commerce City. 225 easing up as we wrap up this rush hour here in Aurora. AM 760 weather today, it's going to be a hot one. High of 90, low tonight around 59 for your Saturday. High of 93, we're looking at triple digits on Sunday and Monday. Currently 65. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Going to the airport to pick up and drop off friends or relatives during the holiday rush? Did you know you can't park on the roadways? Avoid being ticketed. Park in the east or west garage for just $2 an hour. DIA always has garage parking during holiday weeks. For more info, visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for...
It's 20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till July 8th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and look for the high today to be 91. It's going to be hot all weekend. All right, next week I'll be on vacation, and I'm going to have various folks sitting in for me, including Mario will be here, and also Jim Spencer, and who knows who else. But right now, the woman with the incredible biography, incredible resume, what do they call that, the curriculum vitae?
My CV.
Yeah, your CV. Could you please present your curriculum vitae? Oh, this is obviously a place I don't want to work. Why don't you just call it a resume? From the Center for American Progress, Christy Harvey, who also puts together miccheckradio.org, and we also urge you to go to americanprogress.org. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I am all right.
Okay, been...
it's been quite a week.
Yeah, it has. Been checking out Pink's, have you?
And I haven't done anything but work this week. It was one of those.
No King of Cars?
Nothing.
No driving force?
Absolutely not. One bit of outside television. All I've watched this week is C-SPAN and that stupid Larry King interview with Paris Hilton.
Oh, what is...
I had to for work. but...
I watch... Well, okay, I'm...
I want that hour back.
All right, I hate to admit this.
Yes?
I watched some of it.
I knew you would. I knew it.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful to her. But how can you be that dumb?
Well, that was the thing. It was just really boring. Like, the entire time I was watching, all I could think of was, this is the personification of vapid. I'm not learning anything. I'm not interested. I kind of want her to go away. It was just really, really dull.
But Larry is boring.
And Larry was boring, although my favorite part of the entire interview was the very end, when he said, well, thank you very much. That was Paris Hilton. Thank you for our interview with Paris Hilton tomorrow night, Colin Powell.
Let's go to Miami. Hello. Did you see the one where he interviewed with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr?
No, I missed that.
Where he turns to Ringo Starr and he goes, well, George. And Ringo goes, I'm Ringo, not George. It's like, what is wrong with you?
I used to keep a list. I used to keep a list of my favorite Larry King interview questions. The top of that list, of course, was he had Jim Caviezel on, the actor who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, right.
And said, Jim... Pope died last night. 30 seconds. Do you think he went to heaven?
Larry. Let's go to Miami. Hello. Yeah, I just want to... I'm going to call... Next time he has where you can just call up about anything, which he never does anymore, but...
Right.
I'm going to get on and say, hey, Larry, is the Aerosette working? Golly. Okay. The big story here this morning, other than the... terrorist bombing alleged in London, which, because we don't know enough about it, this could just be some guy with a carload full of gasoline,
right,
and a crack pot. Not enough's come out yet. But immigration reform is gone.
It's gone. It's dead. DOA, dead on arrival.
Adults cannot work this out.
Well, and they had the chance, and... You know me, I very rarely agree with this administration, but I actually found myself nodding along yesterday to Michael Chertoff, the director of Homeland Security, and I actually thought that he made some good points. He said, I'm disappointed, and I want all of those people out there who made a huge big fuss about how we have to, you know, work on enforcing the law before they'll let us do anything else to actually... make a worker program and things like that. He said, I want all of them to come with me when I try to enforce that law. You know, I want them to come with me to Texas where the ranchers don't want me to put up a fence. And I want them to come with me into communities where I have to take out people and deport them. And that's very emotional and upsetting. And, this was a political tactic. And I think it was derailed in part because the voices of the few, a couple of really right-wing radical talk radio hosts, whipped everybody up into this mock fear, freaked everybody out, and sicked them on the Senate, and some of the senators just couldn't handle it. It's a shame. It's a real shame.
It is. It's a real shame. And, of course, you've got all these people running around. Bill Walls, deport them, and they're on and on and on and on. But you know what? They don't ever consider, nor do they ever talk about, nor do they ever run a... They never want to get into what the consequences of that stuff is.
Well, it's easier to just start yelling, foreign people are scary. They want your jobs and they're going to drunk drive over you. That's easy. It's more difficult to say, you know what, let's come up with a way that actually makes this a workable system that everyone comes out ahead and everyone has to pay a little teeny bit of a price.
Yeah, I agree. I get it from the so-called progressive audience, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The illegal lawbreakers, they're breaking the law. Hey, you want to talk about illegal lawbreakers? Okay. What's worse? A guy climbs over the fence or crosses the border, risks his life to get here, or woman. Or B, we have an attorney general who can't read the Constitution, and a vice president who is a radical free agent. Who's committing the bigger crime here?
I love that phrase, radical free agent.
Well, that's what he is. I mean,
he's like
a man, he's like a power unto himself. You read those Washington Post things.
Oh, my gosh, he is Dr. Evil. I didn't realize that Dr. Evil was a real guy.
He's Darth Vader.
He is.
We've pretty well confirmed. You know, like Darth Vader. And so what's worse? And how come nobody cared about any of this stuff like 5 and 6 years ago? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the right-wing talk show hosts couldn't get anything out of it. They needed something, and Lou Dobbs needed something, because before he started all this, he was a guy who basically ran a corporate suck-up interview show on CNN for an hour.
Right.
Now he's Mr. If we say it's so, it has to be so. It's true because we reported it. Right, Lou? Yeah.
Yeah,
just like the leprosy
gone,
thing, Lou. Okay, Lou? Yeah. Okay. And those phony bogus polls that you always run at the end?
Right.
Where everybody knows what the outcome's going to be?
Because it's Mrs. Lou and his producer. 50%
yeah.
of Americans, well, my wife.
Well, you know what it sounds like? You know what those polls that he runs at the end, you know what they remind me of?
What's that?
They remind me of the Radio Moscow mailbag show during the Cold War. Bob Arthur from Keokuk, Iowa writes in, collective farming looks interesting and tractors look precision run. Please tell us, and you know, you're sitting here going, oh yeah, somebody,
right.
somebody in the propaganda department wrote that one up in a basement 15 floors below. He does exactly the same thing. He cooks up his own information and then serves it out.
Exactly.
And he's been busted 100 million times and still is doing it.
Right, right.
So,
Dear Abby, I think, used to do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to invent that. So, the immigration thing is gone. School desegregation is blown up.
The fact that this court could go out and just smack Brown versus Board of Education, which is one of the highlights of our judicial system, of our country. You know, that is one of the shining moments that this nation has ever had, was Brown versus Board of Education, where they said, you know what, we're done with this racism thing. We're going to desegregate these schools and make a difference. And the fact that this court, which has swung so to the right with especially both Scalia and Alito and Roberts, I think is just scary. And here's my view of what happened with this court term, and I think it's pretty true. If you look at how John Roberts was nominated, and you look at how they pushed through Samuel Alito, it's really what we've seen the entire time with this White House. They politicized what's supposed to be an individual branch. It's what happened with Iraq when they sent over the White House flunkies who didn't know what they were doing for the Reconstruction. It's what they did with Gonzalez and the Justice Department. They've sent into the court political operatives who are there with an agenda. They're not there to make, you know, the grand and sweeping and intellectual judicial statements based on the law. They're there to try and get through this right-wing agenda, and we saw that this week with rolling back Brown versus Board of Education, which is what I think that decision really did.
I would agree wholeheartedly. 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. But you know, when you talk about they push these people through, no, the Democrats enabled them to get in.
You know what? I think you're right on that. I think that everyone froze and thought, you know, I don't know what to do. And I think everyone took everything that John Roberts said without that grain of salt it needed. Oh, he says he's just going to be an umpire. Hooray! He's got cute children. Let's let him through. And
yeah.
Maybe he's still an umpire. So I heard one legal scholar talking about that. They said that, yeah, maybe he's just an umpire calling balls and strikes, but he moved the strike zone over to the right where he wanted it to be.
All right, listen, that's absolutely correct. I agree. And the Democrats, in that case, with both those guys, Alito and Roberts, were enablers. And then, of course, we have yesterday the sterling performance of the House Democrats for the Pence Amendment, which our congressional delegation comprised of Congressman Udall, Congressman Perlmutter, and Congressman Diana DeGette all voted for it.
Right.
Which now blocks the Fairness Doctrine from ever being reintroduced, that the FCC cannot spend any of its 08 budget to do that, and they voted for that. And I'm not saying that the Fairness Doctrine in the way it was before is the answer.
Right.
But we need something, because these are the public airwaves. Thank you so much to our congressional delegation, which has now convinced me overwhelmingly, Christy, that I am resigning from the Democratic Party. I've had enough.
I might come with you. Well, I'm not actually in the Democratic Party. I'm registered independent.
I'm going to register independent. I've had it. I'm not, you know, this is just absolutely, and there's no amount of spin these folks can put on it. No amount of spin at all that will justify what they did.
They're all going on vacation. They're taking a week off for the 4th of July. And I think everybody was all amped up to get their coolers packed and get their bathing suits in their cars and get out of here. And I think this week was just a rush to, they had to get out of here having done something. Didn't matter if it was good or bad. They just had to prove that they had done something this week, and it was just ridiculous.
You know what's personally disappointing? I'm not going to name names, but
oh, come on.
Two or three of those congresspeople, I personally, at one time or another, talked to them about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me lip service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we understand. Yes, we understand. Yes, we understand. And then they voted the other way.
I just think that bringing that amendment up right here, right now, in the first place was just sort of misguided. You know, no one was actually doing a huge push to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, like you said, as it was in its old form. I don't think it would work in its old form. I think that the problem is more insidious than that now. It's about how a couple of really rich people have been able to, you know, sucker up the system so that they can own 99% of the airwaves and put on it what they will, leaving all the local programming out. That's the problem, I think. That's my humble opinion.
No, I do. I think it is ownership. I think it's ownership,
thing.
And I also think that it. But I also think that it's lack of balance and serving the public good. All right, let's look at Iraq real quickly. First of all, the training of Iraqi forces has cost us an arm and a leg. They still can't do the job, and Iraq is still in a mess. And we had five more soldiers killed overnight. And yesterday, George W. Bush was giving the same speech again about Iraq. Something here has got to give. Of course, you had the defection this week of Voinovich and Lugar, but there's got to be more coming down the pike.
There will be. There absolutely will be, especially as everyone's starting to clue into the fact that the president didn't really mean what he said when he said that we're going to have a big overhaul progressive review in September. You know, that was the big thing that was being pushed through in February and March, why you couldn't vote for the Iraq funding bill, was because we had to wait for Petraeus's review in September. And there was an article that didn't get much play at the beginning of this week that I thought was incredible. It said that the White House is also funding 5, 6, 7, 8 other quote-unquote reviews. So that when Petraeus gives his review, which most people at this point think is not going to be very positive, he's going to say the surge didn't work, he's going to probably say that all of this stuff went down. That way President Bush can say, yeah, but these three surveys over here, these surveys may not have results. These three surveys over here contradict what Petraeus is saying. So he's already trying to gin the system so that he gets a get-out-of-jail-free. What he's doing now is trying to run out the clock. George Bush's only mission right now, I firmly believe, is not to get us out of Iraq, not to clean up the war, not to come up with a good workable strategy. It's to try and hang on by the skin of his teeth until January of 2009. I'm all fired up today, Jay.
Well,
angry.
Once again, who gave him a check to do this?
And who's not stopping him? We could have done something to stop him back in March and April with that Iraq funding bill. But everybody got cold feet and chickened out and decided the easier thing to do, that's what it is, the easier thing to do was to say, you know what, you're right, we will wait for General Petraeus' report in September. Let's all go out for cocktails. My mom told me when I was very young that when you're faced with two decisions, one is difficult, one is easy, 9 times out of 10, the hard one is going to be the right one. And I think that that is a message that is not getting through in this Congress.
I think the Democrats are incapable.
One of these days, they'll get it together. They have to. They just need to listen to us more.
Why do they have to get it together? What's the incentive for them to get it together?
You're right. You're right. The system's pretty broken. But
no,
you know what?
We can make them.
We can make them. That's what we can do.
We need to open up the process. We need to open up the process to enable viable third parties to get in.
And third parties, and we also, I think that we can be lazy too. You know, I think that we need to, you know, when's the last time? I can't remember the last time I actually wrote a letter to my congressman. I need to start doing that once a week. You know, when I'm angry about something, it's one thing for me to sit in my apartment and yell at C-SPAN. It's another for me to pick up my phone and, you know, call Joe Biden, my senator from Delaware, and say, you know what, Uncle Joe, this ain't flying with me anymore. That's what stopped the immigration bill. You know, five or six conservative right-wing talking heads rallied their forces. They shut down the congressional switchboard yesterday because so many people called. We need to do that. And now I shall step aside from my soapbox and go back to being lovely.
We gotta do something. And what do we have to fear? Except fear itself and the current administration. All right. Well, you've not watched any TV, so we can't discuss any of these shows.
I know. I'll get it together this weekend. I'm cleaning my apartment, drinking wine, and watching television. That's my entire weekend plan.
Oh, by the way, I had something kind of funny happen to me, too.
Yeah.
I ordered a couple of Ratfink T-shirts for my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law. And I found the best ones at John Force Racing.
Really?
So I order it. And they're apparently out of one, so the phone rings with the Orange County area code, and I can't figure out who the heck this is, so I pick it up, and this woman on the other line says, "Hi, this is Ashley Force from John Force Racing."
No way!
I went, "Yeah, sure. Mary put you up to this, right? Like, this is really Ashley." She goes, "Oh, no, she's, you know what?" She says, I got to change my name to Bob or something. She goes, "I get this all the time." She goes, "I'm not the Ashley Force, but my name is Ashley, and I work for John Force." I said, "Okay, well, pick a shirt and whatever." But I came this close to actually talking to Ashley Force on the phone.
I can see you just fainting away in a dead swoon. That's fantastic.
Well, my God, she's 24 years old, and I'm 54. But you know what? I guess there are 54-year-old men who end up with 24-year-old women.
Larry King. We bring this conversation back full circle.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Huh. I wonder how his young wife deals with his adult diaper situation.
I don't know, but all the reports always talk about how she's getting illegal Botox injections. So I think she's found her out. In like bathrooms at parties and things.
Oh, you're the best. All right, I'll be gone for a week. I'll talk to you when I get back.
Fantastic. See you in two.
All right, we love you.
Bye-bye.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices ever. Anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, I was out there yesterday. Their selection is huge. I mean, it is huge. I mean, it is huge. I mean, it is huge. I can't believe all the cars out there. There's got to be close to 700 vehicles out there, 07s as well. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. My favorite band in the whole world, Colby, is back there. When you go out there, ask for them. Ask for the Alshear Brothers, Tom and Marv. Ask for Spanky Herrera. Ask for Adolf. Ask for Juan. Any of my friends, Ziggy, Isaac, any of them, Donald. Ask for any of my friends who are working out there at Rockies. And don't forget their matching down incentives going on, which means you save money, and it will help reduce your car payment. You can see all of the selection at RockiesAutos.com. And know this, Rockies Autos is family-owned and operated. They've been that way since 1982. What exactly does that mean? Well, what it means is this is not a short-term deal. They're in for the long haul. How do you get that way? You get that way because you treat people right, and then they go tell other people, and they go tell other people, and they go tell other people, and that's how it works. And I'm here to tell you that you go to Rockies, you will get treated right. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, they're on it, and they'll take care of you, and you'll be just fine. Rockies Auto is located the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Now that the immigration bill has been defeated, what is going to be the next step? Do you think they'll show up with a border security bill worth $4 billion? We'll talk about it. And the White House has invoked executive privilege on Senate subpoenas over eavesdropping. How far will the Senate go? Oil has topped $70 per barrel for the first time since last September. Now what do you think about your 4th of July travel? It's all coming up Friday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Pushing those platters as we get into social matters.
Jump up!
Do it, Mitch.
Hey.
Mitch Ryder, the original Motor City punk waiting to happen. Leather jacket, slick back hair. I just want to go back and be a beatnik. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 91. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's get back on those phones. We've got a Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
There was one other essential piece to this whole discussion that Ms. Williams and then your caller who talked about public financing. You know, we need to remember, we have to get rid of the Electoral College. That's a must because you look, I mean, that's what caused this disaster in 2000. And, you know, third parties aren't really safe alternatives until we get rid of that. I mean, that's the killer. And I had just forgotten until recently, I just thought of it, this whole discussion triggered my recollection that both Hillary Clinton and Arlen Specter talked about that in 2001. And we hadn't heard a peep about it since.
No, it's ceased to be an issue for now. And you're right, absolutely. And we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way that we can't, you know, otherwise third parties can be real dangerous. And I think Ralph Nader's been in another one besides the Greens, hasn't he? I mean, he's run in two different third parties at various times, if I remember correctly. I can't remember what he ran as in, you know, in 2000 in Florida. Was he a Green? Or something else? I can't remember.
You know, I can't remember either. What is that a sign of? Is that a sign of we're getting old?
I guess so. I'm a little older than you are. But the other funny thing, you know, you're talking about the Dems and all. Well, Angie is going to run again. She's having an event tomorrow night. It's not going to cost anything. It's in somebody's backyard. And we love her. And, you know, you remember what Eidsness did here, up here in the 4th.
Yeah, he's back. He's back again, too. And this time he's going to run as a Democrat.
Yeah, well, there's three of them in the primary now. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. But, you know, don't give up totally because, I mean, most Republicans, you know, there are a few exceptions. You look at Lincoln Chafee versus Lieberman, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Joseph Lieberman. Joe Mentum?
You got a nickname for him, whatever that is.
Joe Mentum.
What does that mean?
that he's always interested in his own momentum, nobody else's.
Oh, I see. Momentum. Okay. Hey, great. Yeah. But, you know, you look at Al Gore, you look at President Carter. I mean, the vast majority of Democrats are far better than most Republicans.
Yeah, but that's not saying much. You know, that's like saying...
Well, but there's some really good people. I mean, you were really enthusiastic about Ed Perlmutter and Mark Udall and Angie. And, you know, I mean, you don't want
to... I really want to talk to Ed Perlmutter, and I really want to talk to Mark Udall, because they voted for that Pence Amendment.
That what amendment? Which is
the Pence Amendment about stopping the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine.
Oh.
Look, I've debated this, you know, this whole thing about the Democratic Party. You know this, Jack. I've been talking about this for months, and I've just decided I've had enough. I'm going to get out. I'm going to register as an independent.
Yeah, but, the other thing, you know, your caller from Fort Collins, I've done this myself. If the primary is important enough, you can register for whichever party 30 days ahead and then go back to being an independent before the general. I've done that 3 or 4 times.
Well, maybe I'll do that to caucus for Edwards, but I am definitely going to get out of the Democratic Party. I quit.
But you got that option. I mean, you can be anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And if there's an important election, that's the way to do it.
Well, I don't want to be listed as a Democrat. Jack, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jake. Bye.
Take care. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Shannon now with traffic.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Rush hour is starting to wrap up and looking much better for you. Still a little bit of a hang-up eastbound I-70 at Vasquez. It's been there for a little while, but it's in the right lane. It's a 3-car accident, and that accident eastbound I-70 near Genesee, Chief Hosa, it's been moved out into a park and ride, so it shouldn't be a problem for you. If you are heading into the mountains this weekend, it's looking great all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Val Pass looks beautiful. The weekend's here. Remember to share the road with cyclists and motorcycles. AM 760 weather, a hot one today, a high of 90, low tonight around 50. Clouds rolling in tonight, but it's not going to close down a whole lot. High for Saturday, high of 93, currently 66. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to your local Chevy dealer today for blockbuster deals on select 07 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Shooter, Black Snake Moan, Peaceful Warrior, and Darwin's Nightmare. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at am760.net.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know is that often high net worth investors underestimate how long they'll need their portfolio to provide for them in retirement. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, How to Avoid Running Out of Money When You Need It Most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
This is Anatoly and Lina Diufa, the founders of Dazbog Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dazbog experience.
Dazbog is becoming the epicenter of a cultural coffee revolution. We are not reinventing coffee. We are letting people experience coffee the way it is supposed to be. Freshly roasted, prepared to perfection. It is a touch, a smell, a feeling. We call it the Dazbog moment. The moment you are completely satisfied.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbog Coffee.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations! Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction. And it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
But it's Devo. 8:39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How today going up to 91? It's open phones. And we'll jump on the phones. Best story of the morning, though. Best story of the morning. Mitt Romney tying his dog, Seamus, his Irish setter, to the top of the family station wagon for 12 hours in a dog carrier. Nice move, Mitt. I love people who don't love animals. Not. This guy wants to be the president. Listen, if he'd strap the family dog to the top of the car, he probably would strap you too. Let's go to Rick in Boulder. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think part of the problem that we've had for quite a few years, and I'm starting to see it change a little bit, is that we've had this our team, your team crap going on, where, well, I'm just going to vote Democratic because, well, he's a Democrat. You know, it's got to be better than the Republican. We can't do the independent because that's a waste of our vote. It's that same sort of thing where, you know, like the Broncos has a guy that does, you know, beats his wife or whatever. Well, he's a Bronco. We got to give him some slack. It's that mentality that our team's got to be better instead of actually looking at issues, looking at what these people are actually like. And it's driven me nuts for years. And I think we're finally starting to wake up out of that.
I hope so. I think you're right about that. We are deeply, 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 deeply split. And it is, we're better than you. No matter what we do, we're still better than you. And I'm at the point now, and I think you are too. Well, you just said you are. You've been at this way for a long time. I think there's a lot of other people who feel like we do, that that argument's not going to wash anymore, that that doesn't work, that there's no way that we're going to, that any thinking human being can stand up and can defend something that they know is not right when, and use as the reasoning that, well, that's my party you're attacking. That's my philosophy you're attacking. We have to stop that.
I see it all over society. I see it with the, well, that priest couldn't have touched that boy. That, see, you wouldn't have done that. No, they wouldn't have done that. That's my alma mater. And that's how this nasty crap ends up happening, is that we won't hold accountable our own people. We'll hold accountable the other people, but not our own.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And I've been guilty of doing it, and there are a lot of people out there who are guilty of doing it, and I run across a lot of people who vote for the GOP who also do exactly the same thing.
I mean, you look at, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan.
I'm not either.
But if you look at her voting record versus Bush, and Bush's looks like she should be a Republican, he should be a Democrat in a lot of ways. Not every way, but I'm going to grab a label and I'm going to run with it. And it just annoys the hell out of me. But anyway, thank you very much for letting me talk.
Well, I don't know why are you thanking me?
Well, because you're there, and it was an open forum, and I've had to get this off my chest for years, and it's the first time I've been able to do it. So,
well, you can always, you know, you can always every Monday through Friday, unless something extraordinary is going on between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, we always do open phones. You can always call on whatever the issue is we're talking about, or during that 9 or 10 o'clock hour, you can always call about anything else that that may be on your mind. You're always welcome.
Well, normally I'm up to my eyeballs with running a job site. This morning is one of the rare exceptions.
Well, it's been a privilege to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Guy in Fort Collins. Guy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay. My question, I've been puzzled about why the Democrats do not stop the war by defunding it.
Well, the first answer I would give you, and I don't know if this is correct, but this is what I think, I suspect, scared of the public reaction. Scared of the idea that the Republicans and the people who support the misguided course that we're engaged in Iraq would turn around and say, well, you're cutting off the troop funding, you don't support the troops. They're scared of the backlash.
Yeah, in other words, they're scared of not being reelected.
Yes.
Which makes me think that the Democrats are gutless.
Yeah, that's true, but the Republicans are just as bad, because look at it on the other side of the coin. They're sitting there, with the exception of a couple that are peeling off every once in a while, like Lugar and Voinovich. A lot of them are sitting there, and they're supporting the war. And it's clear from poll after poll that the American public thinks we're on the wrong course.
I agree with you, Jay, but the Republicans are... they are just as guilty. But the election in November mandated that the Democrats stop this war. Now, under the Constitution, all appropriations have to go through the House. In other words, that means if they don't pass any appropriation bill for the war, then there's nothing for Bush to veto, is there?
No, I agree with you. On that point, you're absolutely correct. On that, you're right. People voted for them with the feeling that they were going to do something, and they did not come through, and they didn't do it, and the opinion of Congress is at an all-time low. And, yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's like Mary said to me, which is, oh, yeah, we voted for all this in November, but in reality, we voted for this change in November, but in reality, we didn't get anything.
Well, one of my friends, he keeps telling me that they didn't have enough votes. The Democrats didn't.
Well, that's true. They didn't.
To override a veto.
Well, they didn't.
But that's a false argument.
No, that's not a false argument. That's a true argument. But the thing of what they could have done was they could have done what John Edwards suggested, which is keep reintroducing the bill and keep hounding the president. But instead, they turned around and let it go.
They wouldn't have even had to do that, though. All they had to do, there was nothing. Instead of passing that $100 billion bill, they could have just said, okay, we won't appropriate any funding bill.
Well, how are you going to do that? That doesn't mechanically that doesn't work. How is that going to work? The reason that won't work is because if you don't do anything, if you don't vote, and you don't do anything, then there are other members of the House and other members of the Senate who take up the slack and they pass what they want.
They couldn't do it without the Democratic joining.
You know what? That's not true unless they vote no, and they're not going to get and they don't have enough votes.
Sure they do. They have enough votes to vote.
All right. You know what? Before I go to traffic, would you like to explain to us the process of what happens when the House passes a bill and then it goes to the Senate? Then what happens?
Well, what I'm saying is that
No. Answer the question. When the House passes a bill and it goes to the Senate, then what happens?
The Senate would act upon it.
Well, wait a minute. They have a conference, right?
Right.
And then the Senate votes, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The Democrats do not, at the present time, have a large enough majority in the Senate to make that happen. Plus, they've got people like Joe Lieberman who moves to the other side, so they lose a vote there. At the time, they had Tim Johnson who was out, so there was no vote there. Go add up the numbers, man. It doesn't make it right, and they could have done what Edwards suggested, but they didn't do that. They let it go, but your idea doesn't mechanically and mathematically work.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Just recall what Dennis Kucinich said. He said this very thing, that we could do that so there would nothing to go to the Senate because you wouldn't be passing any.
You can't. All you can do is try to kill it in some kind of a procedure.
You're not killing it because it doesn't exist. The bill.
All right. You know what? You're right and I'm wrong. And I thank you for the call. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You too.
Okay. I guess I'm wrong. 8:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's the traffic with Shannon.
Well, good morning, Jay. Wrapping up rush hour for Friday, and all the highways breaking free pretty much for you. Speed's rolling pretty well. There is a problem. This is a rollover accident. S is out east on 76 at about Wiggins. They are sending in Flight for Life in that area. In town, eastbound I-70 at Vasquez, right lane. Watch for a three-car accident there, and that accident eastbound I-70 near Genesee has been cleared out of the way for you. The rest of the highways looking pretty good. AM 760 weather. Today, a hot one, a high of 90. Low tonight around 59, and for Saturday, warmer still, a high of 93. Currently 66. I'm Shannon. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you have plans to fly out of town this Independence Day? If you do, did you know Denver International Airport has the cheapest shuttle parking available at just $5?
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com.
So come on down to Lowe's Big July 4th event this weekend and save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Summer's here, and it's all about kicking back, having fun, and taking a break from all the hassles, right? You're playing golf, tennis, biking, water skiing, swimming. So this is no time to let all the hassles of wearing glasses and contacts slow down your fun. That's why summertime is the best time of all to look into all the benefits of LASIK, especially since the LASIK Vision Institute makes it so simple and so affordable. They offer you some of the country's most skilled surgeons using the safe FDA-approved technology, all for a fraction of what others are charging. So why not make this the summer you finally take a vacation? A real vacation, from all the hassles of glasses and contacts. Call now for a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how affordable it can be. Just call 1-800-700-1278. The LASIK Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today, 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B.
Yeah, Morrison. Jimmy.
Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision.
8:53, 53 minutes. After the hour. High today, 91. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Open phones. Tom Tagney. And the movies. Coming up next. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I would just like to talk about the about the illegal immigration issue. There's a ton of misinformation out there about this issue. I've been a commercial contractor for about 12 years, and I started out 19 years old working for a guy who basically trained me from the ground up to do commercial contracting and painting and remodeling. And I tell you right now that I really believe that the issue is more simple than what people try to make it out to be. You hear a lot of people on the left say it's about human rights and about family and about people who just, you know, need to make a living and they're coming across the border for that reason. And then on the right you hear people about breaking the law, and, you know, they're illegal and they're breaking the law and they should all be locked up. But I think the fact of the matter is that the Mexican people get exploited in their country. So because of that, because of the corruption in their country, they come across the border to America and they get exploited here, but just not as bad. Now, if it was about human rights, the employers wouldn't matter if they were Mexican or not. They would pay them the same way that they pay me and everybody else who's a legal American citizen. But they don't do that. They go, oh, because you're Mexican, I'm going to, you know, I can only pay you this and that. And so I think the Mexicans get screwed on every front. The American people are getting screwed on every front on this issue. And I think that there's just a ton of misinformation out there about it. I think it's simply about exploitation, and that's it. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. It's about cheap, exploitable labor. It's not about jobs Americans won't do, because that's a joke. With all the unemployed, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that would do any job right now. And
I would dispute that, because there are jobs open, particularly in the agricultural areas, and there are no Americans showing up to do those jobs. They have shortages around the country of people, and there are no Americans. And I'll tell you something else too. Those jobs don't pay very well, and when you go to somebody and tell them, well, I'm only going to pay X amount of money, a lot of people's reaction is, oh, I'm not, you got to be crazy, and then you got to work X amount of hours. I mean, if you go look at the jobs that are being filled, a lot of them are jobs that most of us would not take, because they do not pay sustainable living wages, and we're not going to do them. I mean, it's just there are some exceptions to the rules, but in most cases, we're just not going to do it.
Well, I probably agree with you on the agricultural issue, on the agricultural jobs.
Also things like working in hotels, working in kitchens, working, doing fast food. A lot of people just won't do that.
I know a lot of people right now, the American citizens, that would take just about any job they can get.
Well, then you ought to turn them on to those jobs, because those jobs are open.
Well, here's the thing. What this does is, like I said, they get exploited in Mexico, then they come here and they get exploited, but just not as bad. And what that does is it does affect the industry, and it makes the industry not as, it makes the working man, the honest working man who works a nine to five.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I got to go get the news and do the movie thing. But I agree with you on that part about the exploitation. And the reason they can get away with that is because they're not American citizens. So who are they going to go squawk to? I'm with you 100% on that part, Dan. Have a good weekend, man.
All right.
All right. The news, the movies are coming up next. Stick around.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There'll be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Vagnetto, live in Washington. In a surprise reversal of a decision made less than 3 months ago, the Supreme Court says it will consider whether Guantanamo Bay detainees should be allowed to go before federal judges to challenge their indefinite detentions.
It's an extraordinary development,
says ACLU legal director Stephen Shapiro, and long overdue, argues Jonathan Hafitz at the Brennan Center for Justice.
It will assess what the rights of Guantanamo detainees are, and I think this is very important because individuals at Guantanamo have been held without meaningful review for more than 5 years.
The decision is a setback for the Bush administration, which convinced Congress to deny detainees the right to judicial review, the ACLU's Shapiro.
This is not going to lead to the immediate release of detainees, but it is nonetheless, I think, an enormously significant step just to ensure basic fairness.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Now here's Nick Young.
Within the past couple of hours, police have blocked off a section of London's Park Lane, an important thoroughfare, and have evacuated part of nearby Hyde Park after discovery of a suspicious car, a second one today. Sky News is reporting this car is connected to one that was discovered earlier. And investigators are hard at work trying to track down who's responsible. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
The silver Mercedes was packed with gasoline and nails. Scotland Yard's Peter Clark says the clear intention was to kill.
The vehicle was parked in one of the busiest parts of central London in the early hours of Friday morning, when many, many people were leaving nightclubs.
For Tony Blair's successor, Gordon Brown, a grim reminder only 2 days after taking office.
We face a serious and continued security threat to our country.
The car's driver ran away, suggesting this may have been a failed suicide attack, just short of the second anniversary of the July 7th bombings here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
More downpours are in the forecast today in parts of Texas that have been drenched by a week and a half's worth of torrential rains. 11 deaths have been blamed on the storms, which have sent rivers and streams surging over their banks.
The Brazos is more than 2 feet above flood level and not expected to crest until later today. With additional rain forecast for the weekend, others are also starting to heed evacuation orders.
CBS News correspondent Hari Srinivasan in Tip-Top, Texas. Fire crews have that wildfire near Lake Tahoe about 70% contained, thanks to lighter-than-expected winds. The situation has calmed down enough to allow some of the thousands of residents who fled their homes to return. In Greece, firefighters have struggled to contain a blaze at a national park that blanketed parts of Athens with ash and smoke. The clock is ticking closer now, just 7 hours, until the eagerly awaited iPhone goes on sale in the East. Some people have been so eager to get the all-in-one communications device, it starts at $500, that they've been camped outside the Apple store in New York all week. David Klayman wants one, but for mercenary reasons.
I'm looking forward to getting the iPhone up on eBay and starting the auction.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 62, the NASDAQ ahead 12. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Even though that controversial immigration bill is now as dead as Marley's ghost, Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says he's still hopeful.
But I have confidence that we will be able to deal with this issue, and I hope it is not too far down the road.
Many illegals looking for day labor in Denver say there's actually a sense of relief this latest bill didn't pass. A few say it wouldn't have made much of a difference anyway.
They're going to work it anyway, yeah. No, they don't care. They don't care.
Elsewhere this morning, the suspect in the murder of a young woman who was working on a mapping project on national forest land apparently served time here in Colorado for second-degree murder in Kansas. 44-year-old Bob Amos was paroled 7 years ago. He's now under arrest in connection with the murder of Alyssa Morimoto. And Denver Animal Control staff have found and killed a fox suspected of attacking a 2-year-old girl. The animal that bit the toddler now being tested for rabies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. Highway's easing up with traffic at breaking free for you as we wrap up this morning rush hour. There is a serious accident. Now, if you're going to be traveling out east on I-76, it's near the town of Wiggins. It is a rollover accident, and Flight for Life is on the scene in town. I-25 looking good through the Denver Tech Center, underneath Hamden, and into the bridges. All pretty much wide open for you, and heading into the mountains for the weekend, it looks pretty good for you as well. A couple of road construction alerts wrapping up today. I-70 at E-470 will move down to a single lane in both directions for median shoulder work until about 3:30 today. AM 760 weather, a hot one, a high of 90, low tonight around 59 for your Saturday, another warm one.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the place to go. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Time to talk to Tom Tangney, who is our national film critic. Tomas, good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and welcome back.
Thank you, and then I'm going to be gone next week, too.
Wow.
But next week's actually a vacation. Last week was family business.
I see.
So it was not a vacation. We had this terror alert in London. You saw that story.
Yes, I did.
So now we should be afraid, very afraid. Because this is some
9/11 afraid, huh?
Yeah, because this is some, apparently, I don't know, is this some crackpot with a car full of explosives and nails and stuff?
Yeah. That's the thing. You don't know at this point, and so Let's wildly speculate, Jay. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we should be exactly like the news media.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and speculate. Okay. I got a challenge for you. I don't know if you can meet this challenge before we start looking at films.
Okay.
But I'm going to try this because I was having a conversation with another person about this, and I said, you know what I'll do? I'll ask Tom, because Tom knows everything there is to know about films.
You keep setting me up. We got a great lineup of movies this week, by the way, so let's not take too much time. But go
ahead. Okay. Oh,
lay it on me.
We don't want to go there. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
We've got Michael Moore, we've got Bruce Willis, and we got Pixar. We got some good movies, but go ahead.
It'll only take a show, Jay. It'll only take a quick answer.
Okay.
Okay. Five must-see German foreign films. Can you think of five? And if not, could you think about it later, list five, and send them to me?
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, you know what I would do is I think what I would do is I'd go ahead and just see anything by Werner Herzog, see anything by Fassbinder. You could come up with five from those two at all. There's also a guy named Oliver Hirsch. I think his name is Hirschbeigel, who's made some fantastic movies. I mean, I think the best way to look at it is go from director's point of view. And then Tom Tykwer is one of my favorite directors. He's best known for Run, Lola, Run, but he's made a slew of films. In fact, his most recent one was Perfume. So, yeah, there you go. There are five right there. But I'd be happy to come up with an individual choice from each of those. Aguirre, the Wrath of God is my favorite from Herzog. And, Fassbinder, there's so many. Fox and His Friends might be up there. That 13 or 15-hour Berlin-Alexander plot.
That was made after the novel, which I read that novel.
Wow, I'm impressed. And one other one I want to mention is this, another, as long as I just thought of it because it's a long, another like, it's probably like 13 or 14 hour epic. It's called Heimat, H-E-I-M-A-T. And it basically traces the entire 20th century history of Germany through one little village called Heimat, which is means homeland, I guess. It's a fantastic effort. It's one of those movies that it takes a long time and it works. I've seen it in like 2 days. They show like 8 hours one day and 8 hours the next day, but it'd be a great kind of rental situation. So Heimat's fantastic, Berlin-Alexander Place, Run Lola Run, Fox and His Friends, and then anything by Oliver Hirschbeigel. He did a great movie takeoff of the Stanford Experiment, where you put people in prison just out of an experiment, and you have some guys the guards and some guys the prisoners, and you just see how high up the ratchet, the torture meter goes. A fantastic movie, one of my favorite in the of that year came out.
Well, the reason
lots of good German movies.
Yeah, and I think that novel is Alexander Otto Plotz is what it was taken from. But the reason I bring that up is because I have now seen this film twice, and it's not out in DVD yet. But if I had a chance to see it again, I'd see it for a third time. And that's that German film, The Lives of Others.
Oh, absolutely. The Stasi film.
Oh, God.
Yep.
It's one of my I rank that as one of my top five all-time favorite films.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, that that's the most recent one. And that guy is a fantastic director. He's the tallest film director I've ever interviewed. He must be like 6'7 or 6'8. And yeah, he won. That was the surprise upset winner for the foreign film Oscar. Knocked off of Pan's Labyrinth. And yeah, it's a fantastic movie. A lot of people think of it as like the first best movie of the year because it came out in January, mostly across the country.
Right.
It opened in New York and L.A. at one theater for one screening. Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. That's a fantastic movie about Germany, dealing with the whole Stasi file stuff.
Oh, I just love that. Yeah, I just love that because I'm one of these guys that has studied Erich Honecker quite a bit. Okay, now. Let's get to the
films. That
was a
great question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And we'll start with Michael Moore's Sicko.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I assume that you're a fan, at least your politics lean the way of Michael Moore. I really think he's a damn entertaining filmmaker. I mean,
I do too.
I enjoy his movies, even though I completely acknowledge that his movies are more acts of provocation than they are convincing arguments. I think that he's always, in fact, I had a chance to interview him, about 2 weeks ago, and I asked him, are you an entertainer first or kind of a political activist? In other words, do you gauge the success of your movies based on how many people see them and how much money they make, or do you gauge it on how effective that message is in actually changing the policy of the country? And he says, Tom, it doesn't matter what I think politically. What matters is, getting people to go see the movie. So he says, I've always thought of myself as an entertainer first, and then the message and the political activism and everything else comes second, which I was actually kind of surprised he said, but I think that's, that explains his success. And he really realizes that it doesn't matter. A lot of people can give a sermon, but not everybody can, give a sermon and get people to laugh, and that's what he's after. And so I think that sometimes when he errs on the side of being too entertaining and maybe less politically, pointed in his arguments. However, Sicko is an interesting development. I think it might be seen as kind of the maturing of Michael Moore, though I don't want him to mature too much because I really like his earlier stuff in terms of entertainment value. This one dares, I think, or risks being slightly less funny and entertaining and stunt-driven, but because of that, a little more cogent in its argument about the absolute, ridiculous nature of the healthcare industry. This is a movie that starts off. He sets it up. It comes in like three parts, I think. The first part is, well, how bad is it? And he starts out with a couple of hilarious anecdotes. This woman is in an awful car accident, and they rush her to the hospital. And when she applies for her insurance coverage, because this is about a woman who has coverage, they denied the price of the ambulance because it hadn't been pre-approved. And she asks, when was I supposed to pre-approve it? Before I gained consciousness, after the accident,
right,
or after? There's another great bit about a guy who wasn't insured. He starts off there. He has he slices off. He's a wood worker. And he slices off.
That part makes me kind of ill.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's cringing, but it is humorous, and Michael Moore has a nice way to deal with it. It would cost $60,000 to put the tip of his middle finger off, back on, reattach, and it costs $12,000 to reattach his ring finger. And so he says, and being the romantic, this guy chose the ring finger.
Right.
And it helped that it was a lot cheaper. I mean, the setup of the movie, just say, how bad is our system? How hard is it for coverage? He has a great scroll, like a Star Wars scroll he lists all the conditions that are not allowed in any kind of, any pre-existing conditions that aren't, you're not allowed to get, healthcare, and it just scrolls on the screen like those Star Wars background, for minutes and minutes. He's very effective in making that point. But the heart of the movie, and this is the, both the strength and the weakness. The heart of the movie is when he goes to other countries, that have universal healthcare. That's his main point. He's very upfront about that. First off, I think we all ought to have universal healthcare, and secondly, I think we ought to get rid of all private health insurance companies. There's no role for them. So he goes to Canada. Goes to Great Britain, he goes to France, and he goes to Cuba, and basically, with the rosiest of glasses, presents this perfect picture of universal health care and how it's so much better. What's funny about that is that, especially to the right, you couldn't, get a nastier poke in the eye than to tell at least the right wing that France and Cuba does something better than America. So, I mean, he's very aware of the fact that he's provoking as he does it. The one drawback is that he doesn't look at any of the problems. Now, I'm as big a Francophile as they come, but Michael Moore's take on France is so rosy, it makes me a little embarrassed. They do have issues out in the banlieues. Not everyone has great health care coverage, and there are a lot of problems, but when his picture of Paris and health care and all this is like, oh, everybody gets everything, and they do your laundry and everything else. So it's a bit much, but he does make a point at the end of it. It's like, well, yeah, why is that the case? He talks to a British doctor who works under a national healthcare system. He says, well, if you work for the government, you must be really impoverished. You must have to take public transport. And he says, oh, no, I've got a very nice car, and you must be living in a hovel. Oh, no, I live in a $1 million home and all this. And the guy says, well, how can you possibly do that? And he says, listen, the only difference between our system and their system is we still are well compensated. The difference is that we don't need to have maybe a $6 or a $7 million a home and 5 or 6 cars and 17 or 18 television sets. If that's what you want, then you can go to America. And he makes a good point. You can still live well, high off the hog and in a national health care system. And then the great final bit is him going to Cuba.
Yeah, he goes to Cuba, which gets, of course, now may have him in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are two things I want to say about this. This is great. When he goes to Cuba, you know why he goes to Cuba? The thing is, he decides that, he wants to find some place in America that does have universal health care coverage. And then he takes all of these political statements from the right wing that trying to explain that they are not doing anything untoward to the prisoners of Guantanamo Bay. So he actually takes his, like, hoisting him with your own petard. He takes lines about they have excellent health care coverage. And so he says, well, apparently the best health care coverage in America in terms of universal access is at Gitmo. So he gets three 9/11 rescue workers who didn't have insurance and were not working for an agency, so they have not been, you know, covered by our government. They have all these wheezing problems and asthma problems, so he takes three 9/11 rescue workers on a boat and takes them down to Gitmo, and with a loudspeaker he says, please let us in. All we want is as good health care coverage as the evildoers inside. Please let us in. I mean, that's the one point in the movie where he it's like the old Michael Moore. He does it for an elaborate stunt, but he gets his point across. He ends up then just moving into Cuba and extolling the virtues of a Cuban society, which might be a little forced, but it does make a clever kind of point. I think the best way to think of Michael Moore movies is that they're like great political cartoons. They may not be balanced, but they get at the essence of a problem with humor and, you know, sort of a pointed relevancy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I'm definitely going to go see it. I think if he paints a too rosy of a picture of Cuba, though, I think he's wrong about that. There are some admirable things there, but there are also some very, very horrible things there.
Yeah.
And I say that out of experience.
Is that right? Yeah. It's a very selective view. And he only focuses on this one little aspect of it. But the joke of the movie is that he was trying to get into Gitmo, and he doesn't. So, that's the thing about Michael Moore. I mean, I think he's great to have around, and I think he manages to raise issues a bit, but at this point he doesn't resolve anything. He just sort of points out the flaws in the system and does it with a broad grin. I think we're better off for that kind of critique.
Yeah, I do too. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tom Tangney with us, and we're at the movies. All right, you're going to have to sell me on this one, man. Live Free or Die Hard.
You know, Jay, I have to sell myself hard on this one. I can't tell you how lackadaisical I was about having to sit through Die Hard 4, in effect, in the summer of sequels. And I am really surprised to say that I thought it was a hoot. I really had a good time, and I actually would recommend it to even fans, even people who do not consider themselves fans of action movies. If there's any kind of opening you're allowing for an action movie, this, I think, is the best sequel of the summer and the best action movie of the summer. It's really fun. And let me back up, because I'm not a big Die Hard fan. I mean, I like the first one. I don't, you know, the second and third one I could live without. I don't need a lot of testosterone and macho posturing to get me through my summer. But this movie actually has a nice premise. It's based on an article that came out of a Wired magazine about a virtual terrorist attack. In other words, they don't use a single bomb or a machine gun. What they do is they get at the security system. Everything's done through computers, and they hack in to all the computer systems, or, you know, a lot of them at various stages, and they systematically shut down our country. And the first thing they do is they go after the transportation industry, and they manage to, you know, it's amazing how much havoc you can cause just manipulating the red lights and the green lights back and forth, creating all sorts of problems on traffic. Then they go to they mess with the train system. They end up having to ground all the airplanes. After that, they go after the communications industry. And so all of a sudden, if your cell phone doesn't work and you can somehow shut down the telephone industry so there's no communication that way, then you go after the TV stations, and if you can manipulate what's on your TV screen, sort of like in the old Outer Limits shows where they say, you no longer have control of your TV, it's in our hands, they start manipulating images on TV. There's a hysterical bit that reminded me of something that Michael Moore might do. These evildoers, these cyber terrorists, manage to manipulate. They do a presidential announcement, and they take every president from Dwight Eisenhower up through George Bush, and they take like one or two words and they string them all together in kind of like this fast montage to get out a message about how we're doomed and we have no chance to escape the tyranny of these cyber terrorists. It's a very funny, clever bit. And so what you do is you have this kind of terrorist attack on a computer screen, and then you've got Mr. Tough Guy, John McClane, played by Bruce Willis. And so he gets a young computer hacker, and so he uses that smart guy, because he realizes he doesn't know anything about computers, to try to handle it from the computer end of it. And then he ends up kicking a lot of great, you know, bad guy butt when he finally breaks into their lair. And there are these great stunts where these car, I don't know if you've seen this, the one thing in the trailer they do a lot of, a car is sort of trapped, and there's a helicopter with machine guns waiting for it to come out of a tunnel, and Bruce Willis is in, of course, and he manages to zip up a ramp and goes flying through the air and actually hits a helicopter. It's a great, surprising stunt. It's funny, it's effective, and it's not CGI. That's one of the things. This is kind of a throwback to the old movies, the action movies of the 80s and early 90s, when CGI didn't run the world. It actually had to be done with real stunts. This was really a fun, entertaining movie.
All right.
It gets preposterous, but I guarantee if you're at all open to it, unless you're just disgusted by the whole notion, I think you'll have a darn good time.
I wish somebody would shut off my cell phone and my phones. That would be great.
Well, I know. There is that alternative, but if the wrong people are in charge, you might not like it so much. But anyway.
The wrong people are in charge. We've got a couple of minutes left here. The final one.
Yeah.
Well, you got two left here, so pick one you want to do.
Okay, let's talk about Ratatouille.
All right.
Ratatouille is the latest animated adventure from Pixar, the most successful animation studio since Disney, and it's completely eclipsed Disney to such a degree that Disney, has formed a partnership with them. They threatened to leave for a while. They're now back under the Disney wing. This is Brad Bird's movie. Brad Bird is a great animator. He did this movie, a classic called Iron Giant. Then he did The Incredibles a couple of years ago. This is his latest effort. It's about a little French rat, a rat who decides he doesn't want to be like his other fellow rats and just eating the garbage of France. He wants to become a chef, and he dreams of being a chef. So it's a really kind of clever bit about rats in the sort of like a rats in the restaurant. He ends up coaching a human to be the world's greatest chef. That may not, I realize as I'm telling you this, it may not sound very compelling, but it's very clever. It's all about food and the French and the difference between rats. The great scene is this cuddly little rat who's our star, and yet when he hangs out with all of his buddies and they get into a restaurant and you open a pantry door and you see hundreds of rats, you have the same kind of creepy, crawly feeling. It's very clever. It's a great take on being your own man and trying to be creative. It's a metaphor for the artist. You've got Peter O'Toole playing Anton Ego, who's this really mean film critic, and he's known as the Grim Eater. That's just the sense of a cleverness and humor. I really recommend this movie. I think it's going to be a big hit, deservedly so. I think Pixar has been on a roll since it started, and this is, again, one of their upper echelon films.
And this is a movie for
everybody.
Family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is a cartoon. It's meant for kids. It's not an adult movie, but adults will get the humor. It's fantastic. I was going to say cinematography, but cinematography is a great animation. And it's set in Paris, so you've got all those great idyllic scenes of Paris, too. It's really good. I recommend all three of those movies. This is a great week for movies this week.
Well,
you sound skeptical.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking about what you just said, and I think it's great to have something where you can, everybody can go. And I was going to attempt it in like 30 or 40 seconds to ask you about Evening, but I won't do that.
Yeah, it's not very good. Evening is it's one of those women's pictures. It's a lot people kind of dismiss. It's got a great cast, but it's really soppy. Remind me of The Notebook. It has this kind of an older lady dying, reflecting back on the romance of her youth. I would avoid it unless you really have to see Meryl Streep and her daughter star in it, Vanessa Redgrave and her daughter star in it. So if you're into mother-daughter doublings up in a movie, the acting is fantastic. The story is kind of creaky.
Okay, well.
So 3 for 4 I'd recommend.
All right, that's a pretty good score, and I think that most people would agree that the Michael Moore movie is a must see for everybody.
He's setting the conversation for the country right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really important. I think it's an excellent thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I intend to check out those German films.
That's right.
And I've got a couple of French films too. I'm going to watch this weekend.
Perfect. What do you got? Any titles you throw at me, or just French, generic French?
No, I can't remember the titles. I've got them saved up at home. I got them either off of IFC or Sundance, and I'm going to check those out. And, of course, I'm going to do something I do every month, and I always think about you when I do this. Before I go on vacation, I'm going to sit down tonight and tomorrow, and other than watching racing this weekend, I'm going to watch the entire Sorrow and the Pity once again.
You can't get enough of awfuls, can you?
Really, don't you think that's one of the more optimistic movies made?
Oh, don't you be baiting me now. Yeah, it's a movie that must be seen, but it's a tough sit through for lots of people.
Yeah, I think it's a movie that we should definitely show before inspirational speakers come on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
right.
You and Woody Allen. That's a great line about. I think it was in Annie Hall, you know, where he's rushing to see Sorrow in the Pity, and it's 3 hours long, and he's like 30 seconds late. Oh, I can't see it. The movie's already started, you know. I love that kind of purism in cinema.
Yeah, me too. Tom, good to talk to you, man. I'll talk to you in a week.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rentals on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:28, 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Oh. 1661 28th Street.
Right. I got it. In Boulder. They're great folks. You want to talk films, you want to see good films, then you want to go to the Video Station.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all 4 wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all 4 wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least 4 chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, oh, Progressive Talk.
Shake dreams from
what is it that you're playing Jim Morrison doing spoken word behind music this morning?
The sign of your
John?
Day, the day
not that I don't mind it, but I just wondered. Are we allowed to send personal messages out over the radio? I think that's technically illegal, but since there's no FCC to force any guidelines whatsoever, because we have deregulation and they've been gutted, I might as well do it anyway, because what can anybody do to me? They can't get me for it.
And maybe they could get me for it. And you know what? Even if they could, who cares? To Scott, my pee-driving friend. Lunch today at 11:30. Lunch today at 11:30. Please confirm by email. You like that?
It's a personal message board.
You know what's always fun to do is get on the air and make like coded statements and never explain them. So people send you email and call and say, what does that mean?
Like yesterday's Bimmer statement.
No, like this. The white Bimmer is now parked in the left lot. I repeat, the white Bimmer is now parked in the left lot.
The eagle has landed.
Well, that's all. Yeah, but everybody knows what that is. So you got to make something else up. See what I'm saying? And then you just say that every single day. You have a different phrase. And what you're doing is you're talking to your operatives in the field. Because that's the way guerrilla war used to be waged. That's absolutely true. How do I know this? How do I know this? Because I had a friend, still a friend, who worked in Nicaragua for the Sandinistas, for Radio Nicaragua, Radio Managua, I'm sorry, and they would routinely send out codes. And also, the Cubans used to do it. And this country used to have it with what they used to call, I don't even know if they still have got them anymore, but they used to have like what they call these CIA repeater stations that would rattle off code 5524 with an automated voice. And the idea is that the operatives in the field would copy down the numbers and then be able to decipher the code. But that was the way the Cubans sent information. For instance, Che Guevara. That's the way they communicated with him in Bolivia, by sending coded messages about leche, about milk, and all that kind of... And leche stood for Fidel, and that's what they used to do. Okay. All right. I'm sure everybody's entertained by all this. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Let's take a quick check of traffic again with Shannon, and then we'll get back to your calls. Shannon.
Jay, the traffic egg is in the basket. How's that? Did that work for you?
Well, either that or you got to call out numbers. You got to go like 5, 5, 20, 3.
Beatty Vortech, yeah.
And then, you know, the operative writes them down, and then they decode it.
I got it. Well, no decoding here. Main highway is looking great for your Friday. Still working that accident. This is I-76 in the town of Wiggins. This is out in eastern Colorado, so shouldn't be a main factor. Obviously, if you're traveling that way, it's going to be. It's a rollover accident, so it's pretty serious. And 10 I-25 looking good. Gets a little sluggish heading in the middle of town from Colorado to about 38th. Always does this time of morning. Heading into the mountains for the weekend. Westbound I-70 looking great all the way up. AM-760 weather. It's going to be a hot one today, high of 90, low tonight around 59 for your Saturday, high of 93. We're looking at triple digits on Sunday and Monday, and currently it's 75. Have a great weekend. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Shooter, Black Snake Moan, Peaceful Warrior, and Darwin's Nightmare. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
July 8th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only C-Store for details.
938, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. No code here. You want value. You want service. You want people who care about you and treat you with respect and treat you like they care. And plus, you want to hang on to your wallet. You want Rocky's Autos. They're the home of the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 600, there's got to be over 650. There's got to be close to 700 vehicles on that lot. They were unloading more yesterday when I was out there. Unbelievable deals, unbelievable cars. And most car dealers, they're going to try to hustle you. And that's why a lot of people who deal with car dealers, they just have a negative attitude about them. Rockies is not going to do that. What they are going to do, though, is they're going to wait on you, they're going to help you, and they're going to see if they can find something that will make you happy and that you like and that you can afford. I mean, that's basically what they're all about. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you. So get out there and see my buds. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, all of the folks who work out there, Juan, Adolf, all of them work so very hard, and they're good people. You can see the selection online at RockiesAutos.com, and don't forget about their matching down incentive, which saves you money. It's money in your pocket. Rockies Autos, they're the folks to see. And I think you'll have a really good, pleasant experience. I know most people will email me and tell me that they do. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Spivak 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C-2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Is this your favorite Donovan song there, Turk?
I think Mellow Yellow is probably a little more my style. But this is a good one.
You know, Donovan's song, I really like it. 9:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'll tell you the one I really like. Hurdy Gurdy Man. Do we have that one? Throw on a little taste of that, would you? This is like the ultimate summer of love song.
Thrown like a star of my vasty divine over my eyes to take a peek. To find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Then when I heard the good man came singing
songs. Oh boy. Doesn't this make you want to, like, look at life through stained glass windows? You know, Marge. Yes, Paul. I'm worried about Jay. Why? He seems to be spending a lot of time at the church down the street. and we're Jewish. And he seems to have a thing about looking through those stained glass windows. What is that all about? And his appetite doesn't seem to be very good. And he stares a lot, and his pupils are really large.
Why does he wear sunglasses at night?
Yeah. Maybe we should take him to the doctor. And there's a strange odor coming from his room. We don't know what that is. And I found seeds and sticks and seeds of some kind in the back seat of the car. And he's not very communicative. And have you seen his girlfriend? She's kind of weird, too. And what's his music he's listening to? Parents go through that now with kids? I guess they do, but they don't go through them with the same stuff, right?
Now it's like crack and ecstasy.
Right, and they hear Biggie Smalls. Or name some other really big, huge, Christina Aguilar? No. Well, you know, like somebody that KS107 would play.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay, how anti-authoritarian can Justin Timberlake be? At least Kid Rock's got some anti-authoritarian tendencies, right? Oh, here, turn it up, man. We're getting to the finale here, the good part, where he does that big bass run. Isn't that great? And there are all these stories circulating about Donovan, too, that he had been busted in his London pad in the middle of an orgy with 25 naked women. All right, let's get back to the phones. Enough's enough. Let's go to Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Corey, what's up, man?
Well, you know, I got to tell Turk, you know, I commend his Doors selections this morning because those are a couple of my favorites. So.
Yeah, I like anything that the Doors do, but I'm with you. I really like Jim Morrison's spoken word stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this morning I woke up and I caught some of your independent registration versus Democratic registration versus Republican registration on voting and stuff. And I have a question for you, and I'm really curious to your answer. I want to gnaw your ear off a little bit. But, you know, and real quick history for me. I'm 38. I first registered to vote in my life in the year 2000 when the election started back then. And part of it was because a friend of mine said, look, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. I took it to heart. I went down and registered. But I've been disenfranchised for a long time with both parties, and so I automatically registered independent. Now, that was a no-brainer for me. But I'm hearing your frustration on the Democratic Party. And actually, Jay, you taught me through your show that, hey, if a candidate has, you know, 80 to 90% of the things that you like, then, you know, is he someone that you can still go with? And I felt that you felt that. That's some way to go, you know. I mean, if they have most of the things you're looking for, then this is someone to consider. And now I'm kind of hearing you say, you know, the Democrats are really just PO-ing me off. And I agree. I'm with you 100%. And, of course, Republicans, I won't even get into that conversation. But and you can't say every Republican, but the ones that unfortunately are in charge. And I've always thought that those guys aren't Republicans. They're just pretending to be Republicans so they can get what they want. They're all a bunch of self-opportunists. But, again, I'm getting off track. My question to you is, when Ralph Nader steps in on the election, you know, independents go running over to Ralph Nader, you know, and that kind of dilutes a little bit of the voting pool for maybe one candidate on Republican or one side Democratic. People are wanting to go more independent, it seems like. Your news person this morning, like, she was proud to be independent. If we're going to swing that way, are we going to dilute this pool even more? Because people are going to be like, well, I don't like the Democratic candidates. I don't like the Republican candidates. So I'm not going to vote because I'm independent. I don't see anybody that's really worthy in my mind to do this. And so I'm wondering, are we going to dilute this pool?
I used to think so, but now I'm of the opinion of two things. One, simply by being independent, you're not giving either party an automatic yes. They're going to have to go out and earn it. That's number one. So you fall into the category of swing voter. And two, we really need, somebody needs to get together some kind of an effort to open it up so that third parties do really have a chance of achieving something. But back to point one, I'm just not of the position anymore where I'm just going to blindly give and or support the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to earn it from me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that if you're registered Democratic, and I feel like that if you do those things, I feel like you just get taken for granted.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's just what I feel like, and it doesn't make any difference about who you talk to, what you say, what goes on. It's like, well, but it always ends up the same way. It always ends up as business as usual. So my point is, okay, you want my vote? Show me something.
Mm-hmm.
You want my money? Show me something. Like, I intend fully to support John Edwards.
So do I.
I mean, I've moved to John Edwards.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give John Edwards money, and I support John Edwards, and I hope he gets the nomination. But if he doesn't get the nomination, then whoever is the Democratic nominee, they're going to have to earn my vote. Just as much as the Republican nominee is going to have to earn my vote. I'm not giving anything to anybody automatically.
Right. No, and I wanted Edwards in the last election. I really wanted him to win. He would have had my vote in a heartbeat, as he will this time around. And that's not because he's Democratic, because I believe in what he says.
When that's exactly what I feel.
When that man speaks, I hear him speaking right to me, and I believe what he says. And I want to give him the opportunity to prove what he says, and if he doesn't, I will be very upset with him, and I will let him know personally that I'm upset with that. But he, in my opinion, is the best guy that we got going. I mean, I like to see Dennis. I love Dennis. I just don't think he's going to get, you know, what he should as far as the nomination.
Well, I don't mind him, but I think Edwards is better.
Okay, I'll give you that, definitely.
All right, Corey.
Thanks so much, my friend.
As usual, I
love what you do. I appreciate everything that you do, and I really applaud your spirit every day getting on that radio and talking to everybody.
Well, I appreciate it. You're very kind. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic with Richard Morgan.
Jay, drive around town is looking pretty good. A little slow there, southbound I-25 in the usual spot, 38 down to Spear, but that'll slowly loosen up and get a little bit better here as we move along through the morning. Rest of the highways look good. I-25 heading down through the bridges and around the tech center, no problem there. 225 wide open across Aurora, no worries on I-70 on either side of town. Big delays continue northeast of town on I-76, still dealing with that rollover crash near Wiggins. Weather forecast, mostly sunny with a few isolated storms around this afternoon. Highs right around 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Then turn up the heat for the weekend. Look for mid-90s tomorrow, near 100 on Sunday. Right now it's 76 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. And Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Are you a label reader? What ingredients would you expect to see listed? I've got a little project for you if you own a dog. So just follow these steps. Get a free bag of Purina One by calling 1-888-606-BARK. Get out your pet's current bag of food and compare the label with Purina One. Look at the ingredients listed. What's listed first, second, third, fourth? Are there added fillers or artificial flavors? You'll see Purina One is made with real meat, poultry, or fish, plus healthy grains like oatmeal and rice, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. They never add fillers or artificial flavors. So if you're ready to compare labels, and you'll be surprised what you learn, and we were surprised, Mary and I, when we learned, and we switched to Purina when Coco and Jackson were pups. Get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Don't wait. Call today.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know. You'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling? That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
What's on your summer travel wish list? The beach? Your mom's? Someplace you've never been? Well, Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are giving you a free $50 gas card this summer to go anywhere your heart desires. With our Easy Choice Rewards program, just redeem 6 stamps for your free $50 gas card. After all, your wish list awaits. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com today. We'll see you there.
Earn 1 stamp per night. Maximum 5 stamps for qualifying stay. Redeem 6 stamps between 6-1 and 8-1607 to receive gas card. For details, visit easychoiceonline.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, Holly's long, tall woman.
Saturday night, I was downtown. Well, I called my FBI. Sitting in an elephant man. With the Bible bowing high. Food and booze are on my website. Full of people who are doing wrong.
Should I just let this play? Talk radio. Okay, no. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour. Where do you want me to go, John? Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm okay. Oh, by the way, the high today is going to be 91. Okay, now go ahead.
Oh, God. Hey, I just wanted to let listeners know, I just had a phone call, a little phone survey from Ann Coulter. She's obviously feeling the heat over Elizabeth Dole basically bitch-slapping her. The little survey asks, number one, are you going to vote in the next election? And number two, do you think the press and the media in the United States is too liberal? Those are the only two questions.
Oh, jeez.
And then for taking the survey, they're going to give you a free subscription to Ann Coulter.
What'd you do, hang up on them?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't need that kind of garbage. But anyway, she's obviously feeling the heat, so I think those of us who respond through Media Matters for America and those kinds of websites, you know, we should continue to do so. Because
yeah.
Coulter is obviously feeling the heat from Elizabeth Dole.
Well, I
mean, sorry, not Elizabeth Dole. What am I thinking about?
Elizabeth Edwards.
Is Elizabeth Edwards.
Well, yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, when you hear or see something and you don't like it, you should respond. I get plenty of complaint emails. Sometimes I get argumentative, but a lot of times I just thank them for their input. But you should definitely respond. And I'm sure this is something that she did, this whole thing, in one of her flippant manners. And, you know, she sat there on the, wherever Hardball was coming from on that outdoor set with her sunglasses on, constantly flipping her hair.
Right.
Like, you know, some aging ingenue, and she basically, you're right, got taken to the cleaners by Elizabeth Edwards, and the story hasn't died, it just keeps going.
Right, right. Well, I just wanted to let listeners know that, you know, and you can respond to those things, and in fact, there was, Air America had a poll that I was able to respond to the other night. I heard about it on the Rachel Maddow show. And it was running, at the time I voted, it was running 92% in favor of Elizabeth Edwards and 8% in favor of Ann Coulter, which I think is extremely high.
You got it. Hey, thanks. Well,
you know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
85. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
While you're at your computer, there's AM7.